KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, 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 live and national this Friday evening. Our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ, and what an honor it is to be here. Today we're broadcasting from our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WMAL, for CPAC. I was in town for CPAC today. I'll be around again tomorrow. Great to catch up with some of our listeners that were at the event. And so many great people there. I saw Sebastian Gorka there. And Bianca De La Garza from Newsmax. And a whole bunch of the Newsmax people. Great time. I'm leaving a lot of people out. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. I was just talking to him literally a few minutes ago. And had to fly over here from National Harbor. Barely made it to the show on time. But exciting nonetheless, and I'll be filling you in on all that stuff as we move on. But something I want to get into is the news of the day. Man, a lot of stuff, right? Well, a lot of interesting things happening. El Trumpito, Donaldus Magnus, the 45th and 47th president of these United States, El Presidente, Donald J. Trump. He roasted the governor of Maine today after there was some, I'm going to say, ambiguity over boys or girls in the opposite sex sports. Listen to this.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is the Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Down here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with the state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
El Trumpito. This is why America loves him, right? He's holding her feet to the fire, letting her know, and he says, this should be an easy one. I'll see you in court. It should be an easy one, right? They're going at it, and what's interesting here is Trump has a really good record of winning in court, at least from what I can tell. There's all these DOGE lawsuits, lawsuits for slashing jobs, this and that. I just saw one today that came in. Court approves the proposal to fire all USAID staff. Trump is winning left and right. Why? Because he's got the law on his side. He's got everything on his side. So good for him. And if, very funny, I thought, that little back and forth with the governor of Maine. So anyway, that is, again, President Trump with the governor of Maine. I'm trying to find the governor of Maine's name, and I just can't find it. I thought it was going to be on my list here. It just says governor of Maine. Anyway, moving along. I want to talk about some other big news today, because guess what? Yesterday, the big news, I was like, man, between Mitch McConnell retiring and Kash Patel getting confirmed, I didn't know which one made me happier. But today, Kash Patel was sworn in, and he gave some remarks right after he raised his right hand and took that oath of office on the Constitution. And some of the things that he was talking about, I mean, he talked about a lot, and I'll probably repeat this audio a little bit later, but he talks about a lot of things, right? He talks about how he's living the American dream. He also talks about a staunch warning to the media, because they seem to be the biggest critics out there. Listen to this.
I know the media's in here, and if you have a target, that target's right here. It's not the men and women at the FBI. You've written everything you possibly can about me that's fake, malicious, slanderous, and defamatory. Keep it coming. Bring it on. But leave the men and women of the FBI out of it. They deserve better. And for those of you who think that there's going to be a two-tier system of justice, not with Attorney General Bondi. There is a singular system of justice for all Americans, and there will be accountability. And the reason that this mission is so important is simply the following. 100,000 people last year raped. 100,000 people died of CCP fentanyl overdose and heroin. 17,000 homicides. Violent crime is out of control. We cannot have a United States of America where that is acceptable, where someone dies every 30 minutes, where someone ODs every 7, where someone's raped every 6. That cannot be allowed to continue, and it will not be allowed to continue. Our national security mission is equally as important. Anyone that wishes to do harm to our way of life and our citizens here or abroad will face the full wrath of the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And if you seek to hide in any corner of this country or any corner of this planet, we will put on the world's largest manhunt, and we will find you, and we will decide your end state, not you. We will uphold the Constitution. We will uphold ourselves to the Constitution. The men and women at the FBI, I have your back because you have the backs of the American people.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is your new FBI Director, Kash Patel. I love it. Music to my ears. It's great to hear people that have zeal, people that are focused, people that are ready to go and have a commitment to America. I love it. I love it. I'm thrilled that we have the right people in the right places. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of things, right? There apparently is a movie on Netflix that depicts, listen to this, it depicts an American president that is stricken with dementia. And this older gentleman eventually is replaced by an African-American vice president. Go figure. And then she becomes president in this Netflix series. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I also want to talk about the Black Hawk. Today I was at the convention center in National Harbor, and I got to tell you, there is like an unobstructed view of where the Black Hawk and the American Airlines flight tragically collided. And throughout the day, there were several instances where planes were taking off or landing, and helicopters were also in the vicinity. Thankfully, everything went off without incident. So we're going to talk to a Black Hawk helicopter pilot this evening, and I'm really looking forward to that because, you know, in addition to what's going on with the D.C. stuff, they have their own war stories that they can bring to the table, which I think is always just fascinating to give you a bird's eye view of what's going on. Then we've got some conversation on taxes, right? Everybody's trying to get their taxes done or waiting for their tax return. And, of course, all the news of the day is we're abolishing the IRS, or at least trying to, or zero out the tax rate. But with the 6,000 layoffs that were announced yesterday at the IRS, some people are concerned that things are going to be going on. And there's people out there taking advantage of the fact that there's so much talk about this, that they're trying to scam people. So we're going to talk about tax scams and what you can do about those things. And a couple of folks that were at CPAC will be joining us here in studio live in Washington, D.C., talking about, you know, their experiences with the CPAC conference and some reaction to the news of the day. So we've got a lot in store for you tonight. It is me, Rich Valdez. We're live, we're national, and we're going to be...
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
With talented candidates, visit indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
3,402 people died on 0 day.
Cops absolute nationwide terror.
Computer systems completely hijacked.
A significant number of casualties.
Every phone in America displayed the same haunting message. This will happen again.
Mullen, thanks for coming.
Madam President, so what's the plan?
Congress is authorizing a special zero-day commission, hunting down anyone who aided and abetted this horrific attack.
You're just going to grab people off the streets without warrants.
Actually, you are.
That is a trailer of the Netflix film that depicts the president becoming stricken with Alzheimer's and a African-American female vice president taking over as president. Go figure, right? It's almost like they scripted that from somewhere. Anyway, that's what's going on in Netflix. And what's interesting is from a tweet that I saw from Ann Vandersteel, this was already in the works way before Election Day. So is this the writing on the wall? Is this predictive programming? What is it really all about? I don't know a whole ton about it, but I want to learn more about it. Ann Vandersteel is our guest. She hosts a couple of different programs. She is a recognized name in conservative media, and she's our guest right now. Ann Vandersteel, welcome.
Hey, Rich. Great to be with you. Thank you so much. And, yeah, Hollywood strikes again, right? The MKUltra predictive programming team was busy at work with yet another movie to try and tell us what we should have to swallow, but apparently they weren't prepared for the red wave in November. So everybody in America, take a bow. You stopped Hollywood once again. It's awesome.
Oh, man. Amen to that. And it's so interesting, right, to see how these things play out, things that we think are fiction, science fiction, political fiction, when maybe it's not, right? It's not fiction. It's,
yeah.
Maybe it's really the way they want things to go, or you know, trying to soften the blow. It's very interesting when you look at the history and you see that the CIA had a very active role in early Hollywood, and I would presume up to and including through you know recent times, that there really is a molding of the media we consume and how they want things to be seen, Anne.
It is, and it has been going on since, really since the beginning of the 19th century, or 20th century, excuse me, early 1900s. Hollywood has been infiltrated, just like everything in our government. We have been infiltrated down into the local level. Nothing has been left for the people to actually be in control of. Why? Because sadly, we relinquished control. We believed and trusted the government that we had. And that was our biggest mistake, because we shirked our responsibilities of custodians of the Constitution. We are the beneficiaries, or supposed to be, and we became the trustees. And that's where things went sideways for the American people. When we stopped doing our job as the government, we the people, the government, we let everybody else take control, and frankly, we have a lot to atone for. But America's waking up. I think this election in November proved it, and I think what we're seeing through the Department of Government Efficiency, exposing the vast amounts of trillions and trillions of dollars that have come out of our backside, our sweat equity, our labor, and it has been given away for nefarious purposes, including, you know, the budget that goes to the big six media corporations to basically lie and propagandize the American people. And this goes back to Obama and, of course, the Smith Modernization Act of 2012 that he signed into, where the government can use media to propagandize the American people. And they'll use every tool, including Hollywood. So I'm just really happy to see that Americans see the, you know, see this. That tweet I put out went viral, and it's because people recognize the fraud and the complicity and the duplicity of the CIA and Hollywood, and of course, the, you know, the woke nature of what's coming out of that establishment. And we reject it wholeheartedly. It's beautiful to see us waking up.
Folks, we're on with Ann Vandersteel, AnnVandersteel.com. Now, Ann, I think you raise a really good point, that there seems to be a shift, right? There was, for a long time, I think the American people, let me preface what I'm going to say with, I think the American people are very good people, right? They're a good-natured yeah. people, good-hearted, trusting people. And because they're not looking to do harm, they don't think people are doing harm to them or getting, you know, getting one over on them. But I think what we're seeing, right, and you mentioned Doge, I think Doge is really exposing in an explosive kind of way how much waste and fraud and abuse actually is out there. And when you look at that, I'm hoping that people can look at this with an open mind and say, You know, it's not beyond the pale to think that this, and this could be happening as well. Do you see a shift when you're out there speaking with the world that people are more, sensitive to the idea that maybe they're not telling us the truth? Maybe they're running game on us.
I absolutely see that. I mean, even the people on the left, I spent 10 weeks, Rich, up in North Carolina after Hurricane Helene and put a documentary out about what I saw, what I witnessed, what the people suffered through. And the part that was most fascinating to me was Asheville is a deep blue city, and they are very much of the belief that it's, you know, the state will take care of them. And what they learned, sadly, was the state wasn't there, neither was the federal government, but it was the people coming out of the hills, the people that are opposite from them politically speaking, the folks up in the mountains came out, the conservatives, and they took care of their neighbors in Asheville and helped them when a landslide took out their family and their house and what have you. That's where people came together before the election, and thank God, because they set partisan politics aside and they recognized it was the people that were going to help people. And that, in fact, is the power structure of our government. And I think it was, you know, that was a great awakening that happened in that state. And look at what's happening in California, the seat of liberal bastionism, right? They've lost control of the wheel. They've lost the narrative, and they're panicking right now. They're absolutely panicking with what they're witnessing, that the American people have recognized. The government wasn't here to help them. The government was here to take their money and send it to Ukraine or to wherever, but it was never to support the American people. And Joe Biden was very clear when he said that the United States government does not have money for North Carolinians. We gave it to the illegals to house them. So Americans are going to have to help Americans. He couldn't have been more plain spoken.
Yeah, and I think that was one of those wake-up moments, right, where people are like, hold
Absolutely.
On a second. What's going on here? All of a sudden, Trump sounds that much better, right, to many of the Trump haters that were out there. They're like, you know, I think I like this America First stuff. Crazy. It's crazy the way things unravel when you give it enough time. Now, Ann, I want to get your take on a couple of domestic political things.
Sure.
And I guess we'll set the stage because we're about to take a break, but we'll come back. One of those being Kash Patel being confirmed yesterday and being sworn in a couple hours ago and giving his first speech talking about living the American dream and how, you know, this kid, a brown kid from New York like me, was able to make it. And I think, you know, there couldn't have been a better pick, honestly. And secondly, General C.Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, his job. He's been fired by President Trump in the last, I don't know, hour or two. And there's a replacement on the way. So I want to get your reaction to those things and everything else that's going on in the news when we come back. Folks, we are on with Ann Vandersteel. Make sure you check out her website, annvandersteel.com. She's got a couple of different programs. She's got American Made. She's also got Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. And she's giving you the unvarnished truth as she sees it through her eyes. So make sure you check that out. And I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you, if you love this interview with Ann or any of our other guests, make sure you go to richvaldez.com. Of course, that's Valdez with an S. And you can download the podcast episode of this program or any other of our shows or any of our interviews that you like. You could share them with your friends, share them with your family, send them a link to the website, or just send them a link to the podcast. Again, that's richvaldez.com. And your calls and more are coming up just in a few short minutes. 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. Don't go anywhere. It's Rich Valdez coming back with our guest, Ann Vandersteel.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com. 96.5 FM and 1468.
Fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
Furnished by LLS.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
I am living the American dream. And anyone that thinks the American dream is dead, just look right here. You're talking to a first-generation Indian kid who's about to lead the law enforcement community, the greatest nation on God's green earth. That can't happen anywhere else. To the senators and the men and women of the United States House of Representatives, you placed an enormous trust in me, an enormous leap of faith, one that I didn't know that I could possibly earn back, but I'm going to spend every single day on this job doing so. The fact that you placed the confidence you did in me has inspired me to reach new heights at this job. I promise you the following. There will be accountability within the FBI and outside of the FBI. And we will do it through rigorous constitutional oversight starting this weekend.
That is Kash Patel, a brown kid from New York, making it big time. It's a man after my own heart right there. And I love what he said. I love the staunch warning he gave earlier when he said, if you try to hide from accountability, we will hunt you down and find you in every end of this country. I want to go back to our guest, Ann Vandersteel, investigative journalist, constitutional advocate, and co-founder of American Made Foundation. We'll talk about that in a moment. And you just heard Kash Patel. He sounds like he means business. What's your reaction?
Oh, my gosh. This is a gentleman who has had a front row seat into the corruption in the government now for how long? Under President Trump, he had to basically go through and get our really good friend, General Mike Flynn, you know, seeing what went down with that entire corruption, watching the FBI set up what I consider to be one of the greatest men that has ever served in our country, period, dot. General Michael Flynn watch them get set up by an FBI that lied on their own paperwork, their own 302, because they had to get Flynn. They knew they needed to get Trump. We have all the receipts, the messages. We know about the collusion that was going on, and it didn't work. It didn't stick. And now we're looking at the corruption that is being exposed by members of Congress that allowed these payments to go out and just money to be squandered by the trillions of dollars. If Kash Patel is, you know, is the man that we all believe him to be, I would expect, no wonder that the real estate in Washington, D.C. is at fire sale pricing right now. If people are looking on Redfin and Zillow, D.C. is for sale. I mean, pretty much it's all for sale because they realize the graft and corruption is over. They're not going to get away with it anymore. The deep state has been caught. President Trump told us this before he left after his first term. I caught them all. And guess what? He had 4 years to get his ducks in a row, to get cash, to get the team at Doge, to build the algorithms, to be ready. So they hit the ground running. And that's why the mainstream media can't keep up. They don't even know what to say. They're crying right now. They're all hysterical and they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off because cash is coming for them. And look at the ease in which we got these confirmations done. Yes, they drugged their feet, but we've gotten everybody through. It hasn't even really been a hiccup.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we are going to finally get the restitution, the accountability that we're looking for. And people like AOC and Chuck Schumer and others should be literally looking for countries that don't have extradition treaties with the United States. Ilhan Omar and a few others. I mean, look, she married her brother. We know this. And she's talking about how she's here for Somalis. And she's, you know, those are her priority in Minnesota, not the American people. This is insanity. This is not representation, and Cash is going to help, I think, really right this ship.
Ann Vandersteel, what are your thoughts on what this accountability looks like? Now, I oftentimes go back and forth with people, and I tell them, look, the people that are allowed to commit crimes are the people that have some sort of immunity, particularly politicians, right? Politicians, it's the easiest way to break the law is if you helped write the law, right? You talk about Chuck Schumer and these people. The speech and debate clause of the Constitution oftentimes protects them. Now, unless it's a red-handed, you know, caught with your hand in the cookie jar kind of moment, I think for the most part, other than embarrassment, nothing really happens. But maybe I'm wrong. What say you?
Oh, no. You know, it's funny that you should bring that up because I am all about the Department of Government Accountability. American Made Foundation has a 501c3, and we have an action arm, a C4. Where we are actually actively going after CPS and the family law courts, the administrative courts, which are completely, utterly corrupt. They have contempt for the American people. They have contempt for the rule of law. We just put a post up today where we had a family court judge literally mute one of the members in the dispute because he asked for the judge's oath of office and he asked for the opposing counsel's oath of office, to which the judge said, "You should assume I'm here lawfully." No, we don't assume anything anymore. If there's one thing we've learned in this country, we can assume nothing because they've been lying to us forever. And it's our job to fact check these people that will continually take advantage. So when it comes to what Kash Patel and Pam Bondi and the team that President Trump has put together in a cabinet, we should expect complete transparency, which I think we're getting with Doge. They have a Doge department for every single agency. We're getting daily briefings coming out of the White House with President Trump bringing in people to talk about X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an FBI director that had originally said he was going to turn the FBI into a museum. I said they should all agencies should become Holocaust museums. Look, he's only the 9th FBI director.
Yeah.
FBI is not a constitutional agency. It was not born from our Constitution. It's not one of these essential services. So, you know, Rich, we have got to really look deep and ask ourselves, what do we expect from the FBI?
Right.
And if we can't expect transparency and accountability, then we need to shut it down. It just needs to go away.
Listen, I agree with you. And my hope is that we'll see some accountability and we'll see something that's strong. And I think something that, again, Trump is really doing really well is highlighting the problem, but not just saying, hey, look, there's a problem. He's really showing the American people there's a problem, showing them where it is, kind of bringing them through this didactic and deductive manner of explaining things, where most Americans who don't care about this are finding this very fascinating, and people who never had an interest in politics are all of a sudden armchair sleuths, and they have an interest in their government. They have an interest in learning things and what's the latest thing that Elon's cutting with his big chainsaw. And that, to me, is exciting. It's exciting to see that civic education's come alive anew in this new Trumpian era, which I think is fantastic.
Well, you know, civics and history and understanding how government works has all of a sudden become sexy again.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks to Elon, thanks to social media, the Generation Y and Generation Zers, or whatever they are now after the millennials, they are finally getting involved in what's happening. And frankly, we would not have been able to do it if we hadn't had somebody brave like Elon step out and make his platform so accessible and be very transparent himself. And, you know, again, President Trump is a master at highlighting people, telling you great job like he did to Mike Pompeo, and then the next day he yanked his security clearance.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of stuff that Trump does. He puts a spotlight on you, Rich, and be careful because you can get burned under the sun. And I think that's what Americans are learning right now. Don't let the fact that something is happening over there be the distraction. Eyes open on everything. And it's really quite an exciting time to be alive and really transformative, and it's the rebirth of our republic. I'm thrilled to be able to witness it at this time and be a participant. That's what we need to be a participant. Yeah.
You know what they say, you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Ann Vandersteel, let everybody know how they can find you and the programming that you offer.
Great. You can find me on annvandersteel.com. And also I encourage people to check out what we're doing over at AmericanMadeFoundation.org. Appreciate the time tonight, Rich. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Let's do it again soon. Godspeed to you, Ann. Thank you.
Godspeed to you.
All right, amigos, we continue your phone calls and more. Plus, I'm going to bring on a United States military veteran who spent some time on a submarine only to get older, get into his professional life, and become a pollster of all things. This guy's all numbers all the time, and he could crack a joke every now and again. You're going to really enjoy that conversation. Then the legendary Lou Dobbs, his executive producer, took over his show, The Great American Show. And he's going to be joining us as well. And both of these guys are at CPAC. They're making their way to the studio. They're going to join us live in studio separately. I don't like to do more than one-on-one interviews. But we're going to have a lot of fun for the rest of this evening. And, of course, your calls. Open phones across America, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night. With Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has...
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
And of course, Open Phones Across America is going to be kicking off momentarily. So get your calls in 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And as promised, because I was in CPAC earlier today. CPAC, of course, the Conservative Political Action Conference, biggest conservative conference in America. And bumped into a lot of amazing patriots there today. Many that I'm sure I saw and I didn't mention earlier. But one of the folks that I met today, and he's friend of a friend, Mark Mitchell. He's from Rasmussen. You've heard of Rasmussen. They do all this great polling. And we were talking about it, and I said, you know, that's so funny. Yesterday, I had asked our producers to get me a pollster, and they reached out to John McLaughlin, and they reached out to Robert Cahaley, and everybody was like, oh, I'm traveling, I'm here, I'd love to do it, but I can't. So we didn't do the polling story. But there was a story in USA Today about this poll, right? There's a poll that was published on January 28th, an aggregator by 538, and it showed a lot of interesting information about President Trump's approval with the American people. And I said, you know, this seems like it's fake, it's phony, and it's fraud to me. I talk to people, and when I talk to people, I'm like, what are you thinking? They're like, oh, it's fantastic. They're over the top happy. They're not like, yeah, it's all right, let's see what happens, give him a chance. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is, it's about time, he's not doing enough, he should be going harder. So I said, you know, I want to find out what's going on with these polls. So I figured, let me feel this guy out a little bit here. Let me see what he's all about. We start talking, and he was on submarines, and he went to the Naval Academy, and he's got all this top secret information I can't talk about. So, and he didn't tell me. He can't tell you either. But he's a number cruncher, a polling machine. Mark Mitchell, welcome.
Great to be here. Yeah, maybe in some perverse ways, being on the submarine prepared me for polling because, yeah, tracking a sub, you have to use limited information and, you know, go with your gut and your instinct. And I'll tell you, earlier this year, my gut told me that all of the mainstream media pollsters that showed Kamala Harris winning were being less than honest. They had samples that didn't make sense to me. Because Donald Trump has had literally everything thrown at him. Two impeachments, he got, you know, arrested, they tried to throw him in jail, they tried to blame all these scams on him, and none of it stuck, and he won an election, and he came into office, and many pollsters showed numbers just like mine that he had a 53% approval rating, and then they want to have you believe that a month later, after 10 years of everything that Trump's been through, a month later, finally a bunch of people abandoned him, and now his approval rating's low. And it's all fake. And I can tell you, we're the only ones in the industry polling every single day on presidential approval. We're the experts. The numbers have not moved. And the left is just doing the same thing they always do. They're trying to use psychological warfare.
So when these people come up with this 23%, and it's up or down 3.5 points, and 21.8%, comparing it to Obama in the same time. How are they coming up with these numbers?
Well, everybody just asks people questions. Some people, some of the pollsters ask different ways. They'll use cell phones, they'll use live operators, they'll use online panels, or they'll even create their own panel, like the Reuters Ipsos panel. And some of them are better than others, but we have a methodology we've stuck with year after year, and it's proved very accurate. And we haven't messed around and changed it, and we've polled continuously for 20 years and done a great job in every election. But when you have pollsters that had Kamala Harris up 6 points, don't believe their approval rating. Like, don't believe their Trump approval rating. Because I can tell you, after three cycles, if they
Why
haven't
not?
Fixed
she didn't
it,
win?
No, she didn't win. So if they haven't fixed it after three times, they probably don't plan to fix it. And, oh, by the way, some of them are probably getting money from USAID.
And that was an interesting development we saw that, I don't know, 50-plus major news organizations, not this one, were receiving money from USAID. Yeah. This is very interesting. And they said, no, that's normal. We have subscriptions. We pay 10 grand a month for whatever it was for Politico,
yeah.
Or a year, whatever it was. I want somebody to pay me 10 grand to listen to my show.
Well, I'm going
to
come out and break news, and Rasmussen Reports actually gets money from a government entity. Believe it or not, we actually...
So you're part of the deep state.
We sell consumer data to a couple of the Federal Reserve banks. I guess maybe they're not government. But we guess what? We charge them $200. Not $20,000. We charge the hedge funds $20,000 because that's how it's supposed to work. So I can tell you, we make no money from the government, and we would have a conflict of interest, in my opinion, if we did. But all of the people attacking Rasmussen Reports, Politico, who's taken millions of dollars, they wrote a hit piece of Rasmussen Reports. Reuters, they're one of the pollsters that had Kamala Harris up 6 points. Washington Post, they write a hit piece on Rasmussen. So it basically... Over the last decade, everybody's tried to attack us. It's because they can't control us, and it's because we're not connected to the regime trying to get them to win.
Mark Mitchell, he's with Rasmussen. He's a pollster. He does this stuff every day. Now, what do you think it's going to take for these guys to change their tune, Mark? Because I find it interesting that they're willing to put their name and reputation out there and just go with a flow that doesn't seem to be genuine.
What it comes down to is that people's trust in the media is changing, and what they used to do is pretend that the pollsters themselves were unbiased when their polls clearly are. But people are biased. I have biases, but polls shouldn't be. And so what I do is I spend every bit of my professional effort trying to not be biased in my polls to put out an honest piece of work because I have people that trust what I'm reporting. And that's apparently not what happens, because it looks like everybody's managing to their boss. And if the culture of their newsroom, if their managing editor, if somebody at the top is friends with Kamala Harris, they just fold. And I've seen it. And I can point fingers and name names of the people who maybe some of them are trying to do the right jobs, but they put out work that time and time again shows Democrats winning when they're not going to.
Folks, Mark Mitchell, Rasmussen Reports. Let them know where to find your YouTube channel and how they can keep up to speed with the work you're doing.
RasmussenReports.com. We'd love to have everybody come and support us. We have a reader subscription. We are funded by advertisers and subscribers only, not funded by the deep state. And Twitter, Rasmussen_poll. Hope to see everybody there.
Mark Mitchell, you're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.
Great. All right, amigos, we will continue this conversation straight ahead with the host of the Great America Show, the former Lou Dobbs Show, his former executive producer, now host of that program. He's going to be joining us straight ahead. That's John Fawcett. Plus, your calls and thoughts on everything. Open phones across America, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Eczema flaring up again? We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm, it's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC. stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stool. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336 or BigLou.com.
All right, amigos, Rich Valdez, live with you till midnight or 1 a.m. We're live. I'm emphasizing live because those other guys aren't live. I am. Estamos en vivo. Give me a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And again, President Trump, he's blasting everybody. He's secured the deal, by the way, with Zelensky. Zelensky now has capitulated. He has caved. That is the headline on the Daily Mail. Zelensky caves to Trump. And he's going to do the mineral deal, and this war is coming to an end. I say, way to go, El Trompito. Took him a month instead of a day. No criticism from me. But, of course, you've got the left that are definitely going to come at him and say, oh, but what about the price of eggs? What about the price of eggs? You know how people are. Anyway, amigos, we're coming right back. We're going to continue our familia conversation with you all, the American people. But for those of you that are bidding us adieu, I say hasta la próxima. Until the next time, take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Jefferson State of Mind.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is on the verge of collapsing following the group's latest atrocities. Hamas terrorists paraded the coffins of babies brutally murdered while held hostage and cheered the spectacle on their streets. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Simcha Rothman, a member of Israel's parliament, says his country cannot be expected to accept such atrocities without a massive military response.
What does it take to murder with your bare hands a 10-month baby just because he's Jewish? What does it take for to go and chant and cheer when they see a coffin of two children murdered just because they're Jews? That is the evil that we are dealing with. That is the evil that the world must deal with.
Rothman's entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on the Salem News Channel. Also at townhall.com, the Senate approved a budget package after a long night's so-called Votorama. President Trump tells Fox News Radio's The Brian Kilmeade Show he'd be open to more than one spending bill.
As long as we get to the same point, you know, two bills. Now, what they approved yesterday is one part of it, and then they approve another part of it. You could make the case you could do three. You could do for 10. As long as we get along, you know, as long as we get them all added up, and it's the same thing.
Earlier, he said he preferred the bill be put together by the House. 6 weeks after devastating wildfires, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass ousted the city's fire chief amid a public rift over preparations for the fires and finger-pointing between the chief and City Hall. Bass says in a statement earlier today she's removing Chief Christian Crowley immediately. Bass says 1,000 firefighters could have been on duty the mornings the fire broke out. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
I'm Austin. Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Yankees have changed an old policy on player appearance.
The New York Yankees have dropped their ban on beards, 49 years after it was imposed by owner George Steinbrenner. Current owner Hal Steinbrenner, son of the boss, announced the change on Friday before the team's spring training opener. Hal Steinbrenner says in a statement, quote, "It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy." As recently as Monday, the Yankees had left reminders on the clubhouse chair of each player to arrive clean-shaven the following morning for photo day, which was ignored by new closer Devin Williams. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
ESPN's coverage of Major League Baseball games, at least in its current form, will conclude at the end of the 2025 season. ESPN Chairman Jimmy Pitaro informed Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred on Thursday morning that the network was opting out of the final 3 years of its contract. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A federal judge has indefinitely adjourned the corruption trial for New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The Friday ruling will delay by at least a couple of weeks a decision whether charges against the mayor will be dropped altogether, as the Trump Justice Department has requested. At the same time, Judge Dale Ho has appointed a conservative counsel to draw up adversarial amicus arguments against the DOJ's new position. Separately, New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has already announced she'll not exercise executive power to immediately remove Adams from office, saying that such a move could result in what she termed disruption and chaos and would ultimately be undemocratic. George Williams reporting.
Stocks fell sharply today after worries amongst consumers and the economy. The S&P 500 sank 1.7% for its worst day in a couple of months. The Dow dropped 1.7%, and the NASDAQ composite tumbled 2.2%. Again, more news online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're live, we're national, it's Friday night. Happy to be here. Give me a call, join me on our late night national town hall conversation, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to get into a bunch of stuff today. We're broadcasting live today from our D.C. affiliate, WMAL. Big shout out to them. And of course, I'm here because of this CPAC conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference, which was held at the Convention Center at the big, it's a Marriott there, I believe, in National Harbor. And it's always a good time there. Always a good time. Matt and Mercy Schlapp put on an outstanding show. Newsmax had a very, very big, stage, in Media Row. It was really a good time. And I bumped into a lot of people there. Hogan Gidley has been on the show. I saw him there. I saw El General, right? One of our favorites, retired Air Force General Blaine Holt was there. Mike Carter, our buddy from Newsmax, was there. I mean, really just a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while. It's nice to see them. And one of the people that I bumped into is the former executive producer of the Lou Dobbs show over at Fox. And then when Lou went independent, John Fawcett stayed with him, doing all of that production work with him until Lou went to be with the Lord. And he received the honor of taking over the Great America show, Lou Dobbs' show. And John Fawcett's here with us. He's the new host of the show. John, welcome.
Rich, thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your show.
Brother, the honor is mine. So first, let's start off a couple of news items I want to mention. We were talking earlier about a federal judge knocking down some of Trump's DEI executive orders. So maybe we'll get into that if there's time. If you, in a moment, maybe give us some of your reaction to C.Q. Brown being given the axe in the last hour or so. I think that's good news. And Zelensky, he's taken the deal. And we got a little clip of audio of that, President Trump alluding to the fact that Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, is likely going to take the deal. Check this out.
How close are you to striking a minerals deal?
I think we're pretty close, yeah. I think they want it. They feel good about it. And it's a significant, it's a big deal. But they want it. And it keeps us in that country, and they're very happy about it. But it's we get our money back. This should have been signed long before we went in. This should have been signed by Biden. But Biden didn't know too much about what he was doing.
Biden doesn't know what he's doing. That's El Trumpito earlier today. And shortly after that, Mike Walls saying, oh, no, Zelensky's going to take the deal. Oh, he's going to take the deal real soon. And shortly after that, it was reported by Daily Mail, Zelensky caves and he takes the deal. John Fawcett, what do you think?
Rich, it goes further than that. The White House reportedly puts out a statement further saying that Zelensky should maybe leave for France and get out of Ukraine soon. After he takes his deal, head to France and let a new leader take over. You know, it started to get a little strange to me when Trump comes in and says he wants to start negotiating peace talks, and Zelensky gets a little nervous and says, you know, maybe we should do peace talks, but here's some conditions. Who is Zelensky to call for any conditions when he's the man at our back door begging for $350 billion? So he comes in and thinks he's going to start calling the shots with Trump, and Trump looks at him and says, you know, that's not really how it works. Putin's open to making a deal, which was the tough side to get. He's open to making the deal. Trump is willing to broker the deal, and you've got Zelensky saying, there's no deal to be had. It's plain and simple, Rich. The administration has said it from the beginning. No to NATO. Plain and simple. Move on. And Zelensky apparently is having a hard time moving on, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. That happens to the best of us. I had an ex-girlfriend once. It was very tough for me to move on to. You know, sometimes, you know, it's just how it is. Now, John Fawcett, in the couple of minutes we have remaining, I want to let the audience in on your story. Because, I mean, you were a reporter and a producer at Fox and went on to do more production work with Lou Dobbs and really became a host in your own right and really taken over a really big program that Lou left behind. And you've been at the helm of the whole time. What's that experience been like for you?
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting, aside from being good friends with you. We sort of have a similar path in the way we've taken to get where we've gotten. We've started from the bottom up. We worked our rear ends off. And, you know, we put in our time, blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, I started out working for Lou, I think 2019 at Fox News, as a bottom-level guy. And I worked my way up. I worked extra hours when I didn't have to work. And Lou saw the ambition in me. He saw that, you know, I wanted to work as hard as I could to get to the top and no take no shortcuts. And he, you know, he really appreciated that. I think the work ethic, because it was one that he had and I shared together, and there was really nobody else that matched it. Working weekends, working overtime, and doing all that good stuff. So, you know, we went into that, and I worked my way up from the bottom to the top with him at Fox News, and then unceremoniously, they canceled his show because he said the 2020 election was stolen. You know, it's an opinion that we most of us share in the Trump world. And, you know, so we departed off into the sunset and we decided to go independent media, which is, it seems to be the way. Radio and independent media podcasting is the way of the future. People were tuning out of television in great depths. You know, so we launched the Great America Show, the podcast, and we literally, Rich, we built it from the bottom up. He didn't know a thing about podcasting. I knew even less about it. But we learned together, and over the course of three, four years, he and I built up this massive podcast with millions and millions of listeners who are thirsty, Rich, for the mantra, truth, justice, and the American way. And Lou, as you said, left us in July. I took some time off. In August, I got right back to work because Lou started this podcast with one thing in mind, and it was getting President Trump reelected. So we worked towards that. We got it done in November, and I think we continue the show on. And it's doing very well because of great patriots who are thirsty for the truth, and it's probably the same people who are tuning into your show each and every night.
Amen to that. Now, John Fawcett, let everybody know how they can tune into the program. How do they subscribe?
So the Great America Show, Great America Show. You catch us on Rumble if you want to watch us on video, YouTube if you want to watch us on video, audio, the Great America Show, wherever you get your podcasts. And for any updates, you can follow me on Twitter at John Fawcett, NY.
Outstanding. Folks, I've been on this podcast, and not because I've been on it, but yes, because I've been on it. I recommend it. I think it's great. He's an excellent interviewer. He knows what he's doing, and he has his background in television, but he's really a new media guy, and he's somebody you want to subscribe. You want to know what's going on. He has very, very insightful questions on these interviews. I highly recommend them. Check him out, The Great America Show with John Fawcett of the Lou Dobbs lineage. John, thanks for being here, brother.
Rich, you missed the best part. It's free.
If it's free, it's for me. $3.99.
Thanks for having me, brother, and I'll see you soon.
You bet. All right, amigos, we're coming right back, and we're going to have a little bit of conversation with a Black Hawk pilot, and she's a woman. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates.
support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
What may have gone wrong when a Black Hawk helicopter collided with an American Airlines plane last month?
We are looking at the possibility of there may be bad data.
The NTSB saying the helicopter pilots may not have known exactly how high the chopper was flying. Investigators say the cockpit computers may have been showing two different altitudes.
The pilot flying indicated they were at 300 feet. The instructor pilot indicated they were at 400 feet. Neither pilot made a comment discussing an altitude discrepancy.
The NTSB says this instruction from air traffic control, telling them to go around the plane, may not have been heard by the pilots at all because they may have been trying to talk to the tower at the same time. Just seconds later, the collision.
Crash, crash, crash. This is alert 3. Crash, crash, crash. This is alert 3.
CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission that stated pass behind the may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew.
The crucial black box data coming just over 2 weeks after the devastating crash, which killed all 67 people aboard the two aircraft, the deadliest in the U.S. in decades.
That's a report from ABC News. And this, again, this tragedy, it boggles the mind for so many people. I mentioned earlier I was at the CPAC conference, and there's a huge window there. I don't know, 50, maybe 150 feet wide, where you can just see exactly where this went down. And while I was there, on a number of occasions, there were helicopters and planes taking off and landing. And it's just really remarkable that this type of accident occurred. And when one would think that we're so technologically advanced, but what do I know, right? I've never flown a Black Hawk helicopter. So I want to bring in one of the pros. Elizabeth McCormick is retired from the United States Army. She's a decorated former Black Hawk helicopter pilot, and she's our guest right now. Elizabeth, welcome.
Happy to shed some light on this, I hope.
Yeah, well, what are your thoughts based on, you know, what you're hearing in the latest updates with this? Do you think it was an altitude issue, a mechanical issue? It seems lots of things are pointing towards the training exercise on the Black Hawk as opposed to the American Airlines flight.
Yeah, I would say from looking at everything in detail, as I have over the last 3 weeks, is that the CRJ, the commercial regional jet, an airliner, did nothing wrong. They were in protected airspace. They were under air traffic control. They were on an approach, which on an approach and a takeoff, that's the most vulnerable time for a jet. So that they were protected in that. The errors, I think it's not one thing. It's multiple things. It's a convergence of these multiple things that happen. And really it kind of boils down to three things: policy, communication, and altitude.
Hmm. Now, talk to us about altitude, because there was in the report that we just played, they talked about a discrepancy of 100 feet, one saying 300 feet, the other one saying 400 feet. Some, you know, independent and other pilots are saying that this level of altitude wasn't appropriate. You being somebody that's flown this type of aircraft, what is your assessment of the altitude it should have been at?
Well, we know from the charts and from the route that it had a ceiling of 200 feet. So no matter what, whether they were at 300 or 400, they were too high. And from that same briefing, it was acknowledged that, hey, we're too high, we're descending. With that, the discrepancy in the aircraft is, of course, troubling. It's a redundant system. There's a altimeter in front of each pilot that are completely independent of each other. So that's how you would have two different altitude readings. I'm surprised that there wasn't more conversation about the difference in the reading. I'd be curious, and I'm anxious to see the entire transcript, not just the bits and pieces the NTSB released. Because what were they doing in between? Were they simulating, as a training mission, simulating a real-world mission scenario? Were they simulating emergency procedures? What was their situational awareness going on during this time?
So when you were doing this, when you were training for it, how was your training?
For like an annual performance evaluation, what they were doing?
I'm guessing anything similar to what you would assess that they were doing. Did you train in a similar manner?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So every year you do what's called around your birth month. You take a flight physical. You take a psychiatric evaluation. You would fly under instrument modes with an instructor pilot, and then you would fly night vision goggles, and usually combined with the instruments and night vision goggles, they would throw some emergency procedures at you. So they would say, oh, this is happening in the aircraft. It doesn't actually happen in the aircraft, but it is a division of focus. So they throw things at you. They want to make sure that you are competent and maintain that high level of proficiency that pilots are expected to have. And so this is a normal annual, we don't get all puckered up and worried about them because we have them every single year. It's just a routine as part of being a pilot.
Got it. So your thinking is this may have been that type of assessment where they're just doing their thing, and the fact that they're having these discrepancies with the altimeter is because they have different gauges. Did I understand that right?
So this is going to have to come out of the investigation.
Sure.
Why the gauges were reading differently. But the fact that one was reading differently than the other, it could have been before each flight you get an updated weather briefing right before you take off, and part of that weather briefing is the barometric pressure. That barometric pressure is then dialed in to the barometric altimeter because how thick or heavy the air is affects how it reads your height above ground level.
Mm.
So that's a manual setting that the pilots have to turn a dial and rotate in on an analog gauge. There's also a radar altimeter that is in a different area, and that one is based off one radar and has a height on that and provides a height that way too, which can give slightly off readings over a river because of the reflections and the waves. It was windy. There's things that can cause that. The other thing is 100 feet it sounds like a lot, okay? It sounds like a lot, but 100 feet can happen in seconds.
Mm.
So it's not it's possible to creep. They were finding out as I suspected they were under the night vision goggles for that proficiency. And so under night vision goggles, you're having to, you're looking through toilet paper tubes, looking mm-hmm. out. So to look at your instrumentation, you're looking underneath your goggles.
Right.
And so the scan of the instrumentation is a little, not quite as fast. So it's possible that there was some creep. They're still wrong. They were still too high. But that is definitely a contributing factor to that. Now, here's something that nobody's talking about from that same NTSB briefing, because I watched the whole thing start to finish. I've looked at the transcript.
And you understood what they were saying because you do this stuff.
Right, yeah. So I had a good understanding of what they were talking about. Like most people, I'm kind of translating it for your listeners. So the one thing nobody's really seems to have picked up on was at 2.5 minutes before impact, the CRJ on their approach path descending to land was at 1,700 feet.
Mm. Is that a lot?
The Blackhawk, well,
that's where
it's
they're supposed
normal.
To be, right?
That's where they're supposed to be. It's normal. But here's where it gets interesting. For lack of a better word there.
Well, you know what? I want to pause you right here just because we're going to hit a break, and I don't want to get into the weeds, and I want to make sure
we'll come back.
We leave them on a cliffhanger. This is where it gets interesting, folks. Elizabeth McCormick, retired Black Hawk helicopter pilot for the United States Army, and she's an inspirational speaker as well. We're going to learn about some of her work in that realm as well. Folks, keep it locked right here. It's Rich Valdez. We're coming right back with Elizabeth McCormick. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
By LLS.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations, everybody. It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue our conversation with retired Army Black Hawk helicopter pilot Elizabeth McCormick. And Elizabeth McCormick, we left the audience on a cliffhanger. You said what nobody's talking about is this, and here's where it gets interesting. Let's pick up where you left off.
Okay. So the CRJ is descending from 1,700 feet 2.5 minutes before impact. At the same time, the Black Hawk, realizing they were high, is descending. So they're at their 300/400, depending on the gauge reading, descending. And they're wearing night vision goggles. So imagine you're wearing toilet paper tubes in front of your eyes and looking through those to see. How high can you see? How far upward can you see through those? Then you've got the rotor system spinning up higher too. So when air traffic control earlier had asked if they had visual on the CRJ. What air traffic control did not tell the Black Hawk is there were three jets in their visual area. There was one at their 2 o'clock taking off. There was this one descending, right, coming out, turning around from a different runway and coming now to the runway 33 we know now. And then there was another bigger jet beyond the CRJ that was going to land after them. So there were three aircraft in their sight line, and air traffic control never specified that even or even said that there were three that they should be looking out for. So what I think happened is they had one of the ones further away in their visual, and because the other one was coming from high at we're talking a 1,500 foot difference, so five times their height higher, that they truly did not see that aircraft in the Black Hawks.
So truly a tragic accident.
Truly a tragic accident.
And sadly, if that is the case, one that likely they couldn't avoid because they couldn't see it, unless they took off the goggles or whatnot.
Right, right. So, I mean, there's a couple things. I mentioned policy. Like, they only had a crew of three on board. One of the questions I have for the NTSB is, was that crew chief in the back on the right side or on the left side? Because if they were on the left side, they might have seen it. I suspect they were on the right side. And they were flying with a minimum crew of three when they really, for a night vision goggle mission in crowded airspace like that, they really should have had two crew chiefs. And one of the things I've pushed out of this is that they need to, a crew of four should be required for visual flights where they need for safety, where they need to have visibility on both sides of the aircraft at the same time.
Wow.
So air traffic control, when the collision alert's going off in the tower, which it was, when the collision alert, they have on their monitor when there's two aircraft in too close of proximity, an alert goes off. Could have communicated on a guard frequency, which overrides all frequencies, and said, DCA traffic, hold your position. Like, you know, something more emergent than, do you have visual on that? Pass behind. Like, that's more of a routine call, not an collision alert urgent call, right? Knowing that the Black Hawk is more nimble than the jet, air traffic control could have, and in the past has been known to, tell helicopter traffic to hold short of that approach line and not cross beneath an aircraft. So this talking with other pilots from that area, they have said, why didn't air traffic control tell them to hold short or to hold their position? So it wasn't just one, it wasn't just the altitude. It wasn't just the visibility. It wasn't just air traffic control, right? This horrible convergence of multiple factors that if you had taken any one of those factors out that were potential errors, mechanical, you know, what those will be determined in the investigation. But if you take any one of those out, this might not have happened.
Wow. That you're right. That's a take I have not heard before. And one that sounds very, very plausible. Folks, we're on with Elizabeth McCormick. She is a retired Black Hawk helicopter pilot, and she's also an inspirational speaker. And I would imagine that you have accrued a lot of very interesting experiences that henceforth inspire people when you go out to speak with them. Tell us how you went from flying Black Hawks to giving speeches.
For me, it went organically. I was injured and medically retired, and so I was working in a corporate job, and my community found out I was a helicopter pilot and asked me to start speaking at the schools and for the youth and for and then I would do one or two, and I'd get five more phone calls, and I would do some when I could around my corporate job, and then I would turn down a lot of them, and corporations started calling me, asking me to come in and pay me, and I'm still working in a corporate job part-time, so and around that same time, then a couple months later, I got laid off from my corporate job, and I knew this is what I was supposed to do, and that's it's been 15 years now.
Wow. So I'm supposing you travel the country, and do you deal with corporate like companies for inspiration or younger people or everybody across the board?
Pretty much everybody across the board, mostly corporations, associations, organizations that need to inspire and motivate their people into action. I'm famous for teaching them how to fly a helicopter. So right hand, left hand, feet, and I get the whole room leaning together with a rapport building shared experience. But I feel like the 15 years I've had doing this, Rich, have prepared me for helping people understand this incident. Because what I do as a speaker is I talk about aviation in a way people can understand.
Right.
And I translate it. And that's helped me these last few weeks be on the air and helped the American, not just the American public. I've been interviewed in Australia and UK and Japan and Brazil.
Wow.
About this incident, because the world wants to know, how could this happen?
Yeah, I think we all want to know, and especially with, you know, if you're dealing with Americans, we tend to, I know I do, I tend to think there's funny business, right? Right away. I'm like, hold on a second. Somebody did something bad. You know, one of the first things that I heard was that this type of plane, helicopter could be flown remotely. And there was a video going around from, I think, Lockheed Martin or one of the big defense contractors.
There was some testing unmanned, I prefer unpersoned,
yeah.
version. But it was decided that, you know, there's too many things that can go wrong in aviation where you also want to have that person to make the mission changes and to be able to assess what's going on. And also, you know, you have to think about things like how hardened are the computer systems from hacking or from someone else, you know, taking the controls over. So those are all factors when you're dealing with unpersoned flight.
Very interesting stuff, really is. And from hearing your explanation, and thank you for translating, and now it makes a lot more sense to me. You know, honestly, early on, I was like, this whole thing just doesn't make sense. You know, people that fly Blackhawks are really good at what they do. I've never been in a plane crash with a commercial flight, so I was like, you know, I don't understand. How did this just happen? And it's such a busy airport. But the way you've explained it, it's almost like that, you know, back in 2012 when we had that Hurricane Sandy, it wasn't just a hurricane. They call it a superstorm because everything was right. It was like Murphy's Law, right? Whatever can go wrong will go wrong, and it did. And this seems like a similar situation.
Well, the good news is this doesn't happen very often, right? It's been, 20 years since we, as a country, have had a major loss of life aircraft accident like this. And then we suddenly have a whole, we call it a cluster, where there's just a whole bunch of them with the Delta in Toronto, the Endeavor flight that had the landing that caused it to flip upside down. And then there was the Learjet over Philadelphia. So there's been a number of incidences lately, and I've been asked a lot about. I've been asked first off, was the Black Hawk, you know, was it terrorism? Was it suicide? No. You know, first of all, like, you hear a lot about veterans and suicide, but active duty, you have a mission, you have a purpose. Like, a lot of veterans struggle when they're out because they lost their identity of who they are and their job and what, and their unit is their family, and they feel like they've lost all that. Like, when you're active duty, you are so on mission and on purpose, and there's so much pride in what you do and who you are and how you show up as a pilot for the military that. And in all pilots in general, we have a lot of pride in, I don't want to say ego, but it's just an intensity of pride that we're taking care of people and we're safe and we perform at this high level of capacity to do that. That there's absolutely no way that this was intentional, despite how that video looked.
Right, right. Yeah, I get that, and I appreciate you. Kind of honing in on that, because again, I think many people, myself included, we have a tendency to just kind of go with whatever, right? You go with your gut. You're like, oh, there's something wrong here. This doesn't look right. And sometimes things are what meets the eye, and sometimes they're not. But in this situation, after hearing your explanation, it really does sound like it was one of those things, you know. Had they done this, had they done that, had they done this and that, then maybe this wouldn't have happened. But they were doing all these different things.
And what we're finding out now is there was a close call even the day before this happened between a helicopter and a regional jet on approach. So this corridor was known for having heavy traffic, again, which I would say you needed a fourth crew chief in there for that piece of it on the military side, but also air traffic control and the FAA and the Department of Transportation. That airspace needs to be relooked at. Like at one point when Dulles was built, it was built to replace DCA and Reagan National. So, and then they decided, because who runs, Rich? Who runs DCA National Airport?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
825-3337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their 3-month emergency food kit. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Take advantage of this special discount to secure your family's future now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Celebrate twice as much with NordVPN's birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. Visit NordVPN and discover the benefits. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Encrypt your online traffic. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account.
Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, we return with our guest, Elizabeth McCormick, retired Black Hawk helicopter pilot. And inspirational speaker. You can learn more about that from her website. Elizabeth, tell us the website so people can follow your work.
It is so easy. I am pilotspeaker.com and pilotspeaker on everything social as well.
Follow her at pilotspeaker on all the social platforms and go to her website, pilotspeaker.com. Elizabeth McCormick, you are a gentlewoman, a scholar, and a patriot, and I thank you for being here tonight.
I'm happy to help shed some light on this tragic incident.
Much appreciated. Hope to do it again soon and hopefully under better circumstances.
I 100% agree.
Thank you. And amigos, to your calls we go. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let us go to Nevada City, California. KNCO in the building. And check in with Eric. Eric, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Yeah, that's actually California.
California.
Yeah, California, the Socialist Republic of, let me tell you. I've never met such a bunch of that Mussolini guy down there. It's really something. Calling him a commie is like giving him a compliment. You know, Jesus, it's been pretty bad here. I mean, you know, I was born in the very early 60s and grew up here, and men were men and the sheep were scared, but now everybody's scared here in this country, I'll tell you. There are some real freaks out here.
I believe you. Listen, when I was a little kid, you guys produced Reagan. Now you got Mussolini, as you just called him. Amazing how times change.
Good on the domestic policies, but you know, once he got to being president, boy, I'll tell you what, he sure took it to heart, and we had a strong military. You know, nobody was worried about whether they thought they was a man or a woman. They could look down and tell which they was, you know, but that's not anymore out here, I'll tell you what.
What do you blame it on? What do you think is going on? Why is the left so far off?
Well, because they're cheating. That's exactly why. I mean, this last election, it was the election before last, they caught some guy passed out in a parking lot down in, I think it was San Rafael or Santa Rosa, one of them places. And he was, you know, passing out from doing too much crank, I guess. Had a gun in the car and 400 ballots in the back of his seat and trunk. You know, and that was just one guy they caught. I mean, Mussolini, when we went to do the recall on him, he was like barely 49-50% in the polls. And then all of a sudden, he miraculously wins by 65% of the vote. Bull pucky.
Yeah.
We're not buying it.
I hear that. It's, you know, it's interesting to see how these things play out. And something we were talking about a little while ago in the last hour was the amount of people that are once would think of that and go, there's no way they did that. There's no way there was any malfeasance coming from our government, to today where there's many people who are just totally incredulous with everything, right? They're just like, no, absolutely, I don't believe anything you're saying. And you have others that are open to questioning and being skeptical, saying, yeah, maybe that's not true. And I find it it's probably healthy, right? The skepticism is healthy to have so that people don't get the you know, the wool dragged over their eyes. So anyway, just a very good point you made there, and I appreciate it. Eric in Nevada City, California, KNCO. We're going to pause right here. We're going to come right back to the rest of your calls. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
All right, amigos, we're going to get to your calls right now. Let's see. Brody, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, KDKA. Go for it, brother.
Oh, my God, you're my brother. You know how good it is to hear you all the time on the radio? Your prayers are with a lot of people from Pittsburgh. I just want to tell you that.
Oh, that's very kind.
I mean, I really mean that. And, I just was thinking about the general that was fired today by Donald Trump.
C.Q. Brown, yeah.
Yeah, and he thanked him for 40 years of service and everything, and hopefully he can leave graciously. But things are just changing on the forefront. And
Brody, hang on. I don't want to cut you off. I want to make sure you get a chance, but I got to take this pause right here. Amigos, keep it locked right here. We're going to continue our conversation with you all, the American people. Don't go anywhere. And if this is the end of the road for you, hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court has weighed in on President Trump's firing of the agency chief dedicated to protecting whistleblowers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
In an unsigned order, justices on the High Court said that Hampton Dellinger, head of the Office of Special Counsel, could remain in his job at least until next Wednesday. That's when a lower court order protecting him expires. Dellinger is the head of the federal agency that protects government whistleblowers. The Supreme Court neither granted nor rejected the administration's plan to immediately remove him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has dismissed the city's fire chief, Kristen Crowley, over the response to the city's wildfires.
Bass says Crowley was asked to do an after-action report following the devastating fires.
The fire chief refused. We all know that 1,000 firefighters that could have been on duty on the morning the fires broke were instead sent home on Chief Crowley's watch.
The Palisades fire began January 7th, destroying or damaging nearly 8,000 homes, businesses, and other structures, and killing at least 12 people. Another fire started the same day in suburban Altadena, killing at least 17 people, and destroying or damaging more than 10,000 homes and other buildings. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at townhall.com, the FBI in Las Vegas says a woman lured at least four older men in online dating apps to meet in person, drug them, stole hundreds of thousands of dollars in a sinister romance scheme. Authorities say three of the men died. She has been charged in one of their deaths. Aurora Phelps is in custody in Mexico. She faces 21 counts, including wire fraud, identity theft, and one count of kidnapping resulting in death. You'll find breaking news, analysis, and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
There's been a deadly bus crash in Brazil.
A bus carrying university students and a truck have collided on a highway in southeastern Brazil, killing 12 passengers and injuring 21 others. The truck driver, who was also injured, tried to flee the scene of the crash, which happened late Thursday night on a highway near Nuporanga in Sao Paulo, but he was caught and hospitalized. He was later charged with attempting to flee the scene, involuntary homicide, and bodily harm. Officials say all of the dead were students from the University of Franca. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
President Trump says he may put the U.S. Postal Service under the control of the Commerce Department in what would amount to an executive branch takeover of the independent agency. He made the remarks yesterday at the swearing-in of Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. He called the move a way to stop losses at the $78 billion a year agency, which has struggled to balance the books. More at townhall.com. The uncertainty about tariffs and the economy has caused Wall Street to end the week on a bit of a down note. Correspondent Damian Torres has more on the day from New York City.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street Friday. The S&P 500 sank 1.7% for its worst day in 2 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.7%. The NASDAQ Composite tumbled 2.2%. Several reports showed that worries about President Donald Trump's policies may be hitting the economy. One report suggested U.S. business activity is close to stalling, with optimism slumping because of worries about tariffs and other potential policies from Washington. Reports on consumer sentiment and home sales also came in weaker than expected. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. Damian Troisi, New York.
More on these stories, along with full analysis and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy to be here with you this evening. And we're live, we're national, and we're broadcasting from our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WMAL. And I'm in town, of course, for CPAC. So if I sound a little bit run down, it's because I've been running around all day. But very, very interesting conversations that we've had this evening so far. A lot more interesting conversation coming up. We're going to talk about tax season coming up, and that's always a fun time, fun topic too. But something I want to get into is some of the news of the day. Of course, General C.Q. Brown has been terminated by the Trump administration. He was thanked for his 40 years of service. President Zelensky has agreed to the deal that El Trompito had presented to him, which I think is a very, very good place to start, right? Very, very good place to start with things. So as we get more on that, I'll bring you more information on that. But as of a couple of hours ago, the headline was Zelensky caves, and this is, of course, caving to the deal that was proposed by President Trump, the mineral deal. So we don't have all the details, but we know what's going on, and we got a report on that. Check this out.
Trump's team is presenting Zelensky with a new rare earth mineral deal after the first one fell through. It's unclear exactly what's going to be in this deal, but it's likely going to have more security guarantees for Ukraine to come back to the negotiating table after Zelensky shot the first deal down. The first deal, presented by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, wanted 50% of Ukraine's rare earth minerals, valued at $500 billion, according to Trump. Now, that large amount was going to be in exchange for no additional security guarantees, at least according to Zelensky. Zelensky didn't want that deal to go through because he said he wanted an agreement that America would continue supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia. Trump has been talking about securing this rare earth mineral deal as a way to get money back from Ukraine that the U.S. has invested over the past 3 years, billions of dollars, to help Ukraine in its war against Russia. Ukraine is one of the largest suppliers in the world of some of these minerals that would be good for American manufacturing and technology manufacturing, and this would be a big win for Trump if the deal did go through.
Well, there you go. That is what's going on with El Trumpito and Volodymyr Zelensky. So we're going to keep you up to speed on what's going on with that. We're also going to keep you up to speed with everything else that's going on. And just to give you an idea, a couple of the things that we're looking at tonight. AG Pam Bondi says that she has the Epstein client list sitting on her desk. And she's also reviewing the JFK and MLK files that have been declassified. So that's interesting news. I know a lot of people are eagerly anticipating that. I'm not one of them so much. The Epstein stuff, yeah, definitely want to know what's going on there. Because I think, you know, the way he lived and died, or allegedly died, is indicative that there's stuff that he knows that people don't want you to know. But his partner in crime, his pimp, Ghislaine Maxwell, well, she alluded to the fact that there are a lot of very high-level people, you know, royalty and this and that and politicians and rich people. So I'm very interested in knowing who's on the list, right? What do we got to do? And is Diddy on the list? And speaking of Diddy, his lawyer wants the sex trafficking case thrown out of court. Imagine that. This guy's in big trouble over here. But one of the lawyers requested to step down from the legal battle since they can't get this case dismissed, I would presume. His name's Anthony Rico. He's Combs' attorney. He submitted a motion for the attorney to be removed from the rapper's case. Isn't that something? So as that continues, we'll get you the latest on that as well. Anyway, folks, I want to continue. I left off with Brody. We cut him off earlier because he was up against the clock, but we're back. Brody, go right ahead, sir.
I'm glad you think I'm important enough. I'm honored that you love my calls, and you just have no idea. But the thing is, yeah, what I was saying about that, like, he's really cleaning shop here, and Donald Trumpito, beautiful, beautiful things are happening. So, you know, I'm here in Pittsburgh, and there's just a lot of woke culture, progressive culture that runs our government here in Pittsburgh. It's just not good. So, you know, we can't get a Republican in there. It's just because it's a Democratic town. That's the way it is. But there's this senator, member of the U.S. Representatives, Summer Lee, at the 12th, district. And she just went on, they're just having a conniption. She went on a racist rant against white people and Trump's Hitler, and she's out of her mind. She's out of her mind, and she's I don't know. My birthday was February 5th.
Happy birthday.
You know, she... Thank you very much. Thank you. 57, Heinz 57, very Pittsburgh. She was going off on this Gaza thing, too, because she represents the Palestinians. Like, I don't even know who, like, who got her elected in here, because she represents a district that has a lot of Jewish people there. She has showed her anti-Semitism. You know, we have Bethany Hallam in city council, wacko. We have a judge that lets criminals out. We have a Mayor Ganey that's horrible, that's going up against an incumbent, going up against Rory O'Connor, who kind of like, it's very sucking up kind of like to the progressives. We can't get a Republican here, but we can get moderate Democrats. And that's what I want to say. Your words and your show and the people's, the shoes you stepped in, really make a difference. I just want to tell you that, okay? And
very
thank you.
Very
so
kind. Thank you, brother. I love to hear that, that we're, you know, we're useful, and that this provides a service beyond, you know, entertaining people in the late night, that there's actual benefit to as well. So thank you. I really appreciate it, Brody. Big shout out to you in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on KDKA. And I want to take a quick pause right here because I want to talk about finances and tax day. And I got to do my taxes. So maybe you got to do yours too. Let's get into a conversation on that, especially since 6,000 IRS employees were fired yesterday. Lots to discuss. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored, and there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
90,000 total. President Donald Trump's advisor, Alina Haba, says it'll affect your tax returns.
Yeah, in a good way. The reason is very simple. You cannot continue to waste American taxpayer dollars on giving it to illegal immigrants.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer says Democrats have used the IRS to target conservatives.
We've never seen a more weaponized federal government.
Under the Biden administration, the IRS targeted wealthy Americans who failed to pay their taxes. They said they recovered over $1 billion at the time. Democrats say that may be behind some of these workforce cuts.
Donald Trump and Republicans have eviscerated so many of our institutions in order to cater to the whims of billionaires.
The president of the National Taxpayers Union, Pete Sepp, says he's against cuts to the IRS workforce because he says it may slow down the modernization of the IRS. He says their computer systems are nearly six decades old.
It is incredibly vulnerable to hacking, it is slow, and it is not suited for a 21st century tax agency.
The director of the National Economic Council says he hopes modernization leads to more cuts.
Especially as we improve the IT at the IRS.
In Washington, I'm Vinay Simlot.
So there you go. Lots going on with the IRS with tax season upon us. And I want to get into that with America's financial planner, Derek Kinney's back with us. Derek, welcome back, sir.
Rich, thank you. Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
My pleasure. Now, I want to get your take, because a lot of things are happening. I heard about some funny business. Apparently there's some scams going on. What can you tell us?
Well, there are, and you know, they're not unusual, but right now, especially as hardworking Americans are filing their tax returns, scams are abundant. And one thing to know is typically the IRS is never going to email you. They're not going to call you. They're not going to text you. If there's any kind of a problem, they will only send it to you through U.S. mail. And so one thing is just to be vigilant and be aware. For example, if you get an email, this is one of the biggest scams right now, Rich, that basically says, hey, there's something missing on your tax return. We need you to confirm this. And by the way, give us your bank account information so we can deposit your return. That is almost a dead giveaway that they're about to steal access to your bank account. So right now, be vigilant is the name of the game.
When you talk about being vigilant, vigilant of what, where, how, what's the best advice we can give our listeners?
Well, especially for people who may be vulnerable, let's say they're older, or technology may be more of a challenge to them. If you're in doubt and something doesn't look right, then pause. That's really the best defense you've got, because what happens is these scammers will try to isolate you and pressure you into doing things. For example, one of the biggest scams right now, Rich, and it's really catching a lot of people by surprise, is the phone call you get out of the blue that says, hey, you have a behind-the-scenes tax issue, and you're behind on it. If you don't take care of this, we're going to send an agent out there. We're going to report you. We're going to cause you to pay a steep penalty. And all of that causes people to panic and say, okay, what do I need to do to take care of this? And suddenly they can say, you know what, send us a gift card, send us your bank account information to debit things. So if something doesn't seem right, just slow down and don't feel like you're pressured into making a really bad and costly decision.
Very good advice from Derek Kinney. Now, Derek Kinney, I think a lot of people, they get, apprehensive. They get a little bit nervous when it's tax time. And not because they, they want to do something wrong on their taxes, but because they know that it's so easy to make mistakes. What's some of the advice that you would give to people that are listening that are really dealing with, a high dose of anxiety during this time of year?
Yeah, very common, first of all. And, you know, typically filing your taxes is not a joyous moment for most people's lives, Rich. It's typically something they put off and they don't want to do it. But what I would tell you is don't approach your taxes as though one mistake will lead you to prison. You know, that's what most people feel like. That if I make one error, I might as well put on the orange jumpsuit today. And that's not the case. And so you want to make sure that, you know, if you're not confident filling out your tax forms, there's lots of free resources available, or even going online and having a resource there, or having a CPA help you, especially if you own a business. What I always tell people is don't step over the dollars to pick up pennies, for goodness sakes. You want to make sure if you need to spend a little bit of money to save a little bit of money on your taxes, that's the best way to go. But again, if you're feeling nervous, anxious, worried, Rich, you want to make sure you have somebody else who's more skilled in that. Make sure they help you get every possible return and income coming back to you, because you want to pay your fair share, but not a penny more, as I like to say.
Yeah, I agree with that. And Derek Kinney, tell us a little bit about your latest project. I know you've got a lot going on. Talk to us.
Well, one of the things I feel really burdened about right now, you know, I built one of, many would consider one of the nation's top financial planning businesses. I sold it a couple of years ago. And the reason I sold it, Rich, was I began to see a lot of hardworking middle-class Americans often going to jobs they don't really like or feel like they're underpaid. And they wanted to get a pathway to become millionaires. But they're often sold this line that says only a select few have access to the secrets of how to become a millionaire. I wanted to democratize that. And especially right now with Trump coming in, there's just this new energy. I think we'd agree on that. There's this sense of hope and optimism. And I want to make sure that people, especially over the next 4 years, also feel that optimism with their finances. And so we put together this 5-step plan. I call it the Millionaire Money Map, and we make it available to anyone can become a millionaire.com. But the goal is just a step-by-step game plan. Just like you were taking a trip with your family, you know how you're going to get there and where you want to go. The same with your money. And once we give people that confidence and a plan, we find they really make progress toward retirement, and they feel more confident making decisions. But going from middle class to millionaire is my number one passion right now.
You know, I recently read an article in Fortune about a financial guru that said that he can 100% tell who will remain a member of the middle class just by looking at the cars they drive. And really alluding to, you know, people taking on too much debt. If your car is really nice, there's a good chance that you're not going to be able to use that same money to invest in real estate. And I think there's some truth to that, but what's your thought on a statement like that?
I think it's interesting. Obviously, it's case by case, but I often ask myself, okay, Derek, if I came across, say, $5,000, what would I do with it? And it's a question that you can ask yourself as well, all of our listeners, and it gives you a sense of what your motivation is when it comes to money. So for me, I would rather actually take the $5,000 and invest it to give me a chance to make even more money. I wouldn't buy the new watch or the computer or the camera, that kind of thing. And so I think right now, even with small purchases, when you can say, look, if I have a choice to take this dollar and put it into an asset or a liability, I'm going to choose the asset. And one way to look at this also, Rich, would be, look, if you're about to get a $1,000 tax refund right now, it's important to have a plan ahead of time before the money hits your bank account. Because without a plan, that money has a mind of its own. Mm-hmm. It will go a wide variety of places. And what I tell people, and this might be controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway, of the $1,000, take about $100 or $200 of that and invest it in yourself. Buy a course, buy a book, read something to help you increase your knowledge in your current job to get paid more.
Personal development.
Side hustle, et cetera.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think personal development's important, and both mentally and physically, right? I mean, I joined a gym a couple of years ago. Very good idea. I don't always like it, but it's paid off. Right? You know, I feel more fit. I look more fit. So I get it. I do. And I also, there was an app. I can't plug them because, you know, maybe they'll be a sponsor one day. But it's this app where you can listen to books. A bunch of books.
Oh, yeah.
But it's shortened versions of these books. And, you know, kind of whet your appetite to see if you want to go buy the full audiobook. And I love it. You know, it's 8 or 9 minutes or something like that. It shrinks everything down, gives you, you know, a synopsis of the book. But very, very good stuff. Derek Kinney, I want to pull on that thread a little bit more with you when we come back. Stick with me. Folks, we're going to come back with Derek Kinney, and we're going to talk about What do you do if you get a Doge dividend check for $5,000 from Donald Trump and Elon Musk and the rest of the Doge team? So let's find out what to do with that money. Keep it locked right here. It's Rich Valdez coming right back with Derek Kinney.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
May allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Call now 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
I just have to thank you for doing what you do every night and opening up that mic and hearing from Americans, letting them express their opinions, and really giving people a voice. So God bless you for what you're doing, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Now, President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from Doge back to Americans as kind of a dividend. Would you support that?
Listen, he's just telling a lie. He's not the one that had anything to do with the $1,200 refunds that people had during the midst of COVID that was done by Democratic House and Democratic Senate. Right now, what they're going to do is say, hey, we want to give you a refund, but Congress won't let us because they already know that there's just no money for that. The only reason that those refunds came before was because we were living in different times. This was a time in which hopefully we won't ever go through again. We had a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. The bad part is that I don't know if it's once-in-a-lifetime because we know that Ebola, unfortunately, was detected right here in New York here recently. And if we continue down this road of getting rid of scientists or deciding that we don't want to rely on experts as it relates to what they're telling us to do, or we don't want to deal with vaccines and medicine in this country, then we may be facing not only our next pandemic, but our next 2, 3, or 4 pandemics because of their incompetence. So no, we are not in the business of giving out money. And honestly, I don't know what $5,000 will do for you.
I don't know what $5,000 will do for you. Listen, Jasmine Crockett, I love to hear this woman speak because she is always, I think she gives better stuff to react to than AOC, all out crazy. Now, what will $5,000 do for you? I can tell you, look, if you're a spender, which I can be, I'm going to Hawaii. If I'm a saver, I'm saving and I'm going to buy myself a condo somewhere that I could rent out and do Airbnb. Or maybe I invest it. Right? There's all different angles you could take on this, but $5,000 goes a long way still, in my opinion, my very humble opinion. But let's bring in the pros, right? Because Derek Kenny, who is America's financial consultant, he has some thoughts on this, and he's on with us. Derek Kenny, if you get a $5,000 Doge dividend tax refund or whatnot, what do you do with it?
Rich, I'm going to buy the coolest karaoke set I've ever bought. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live large.
That sounds like fun. My kid is at karaoke tonight. So funny you say that. So, I think going to what you said before, you know, some people are going to do fun things. Some people are going to make investments. But if you were going to make an investment, what would you invest it in?
Well, first of all, and this may sound like a fortune cookie answer, but you want to look at how do I invest this in myself and have something to show for it. Let me tell you a quick story. So many, many years ago, I had one of my favorite clients pass away. And literally, Rich, before the funeral, her son was chomping at the bit to say, when can I get my inheritance to buy a new truck? And what that told me was, here's somebody that was taking essentially pennies from heaven. Mom had worked super hard, and now he wanted to buy a truck that's going to depreciate the moment he drives it off the lot.
Yeah.
So what I would tell people is, look, to your point, $5,000 to some people is not much. To most Americans, it's a lot of money, and that can actually be parlayed into quite a bit of money. So what I would tell people is, look, first of all, you want to make sure you have something to show for it 12 months from now. And how to do that would be whatever is your highest financial pain point, the highest credit card bill, the student loan, whatever the interest rate is that's the highest, you want to put half of it toward that, and you want to make sure that you just nail that debt down as fast as possible. Then, and this may sound kind of crazy to some people, I think it's always wise to give some of it away to help other people's lives. The moment you begin to give, you feel better about your own situation. And then you want to look at, look, let's take a little bit of it for fun. Like you said, maybe you go to Hawaii, maybe you do a trip, because what we find is there's this whole retail therapy concept that's really real, and that is, if you don't have any fun in life and you only live on rice and beans and make your own coffee and only do the things that act like you're poor, typically you tend to binge financially and you put yourself in a worse spot. So if you can treat yourself to some things, but also then invest some back in yourself. You hear me talk about this a lot, but listen, if you don't invest in yourself, nobody else will. That's how I would invest the $5,000, and hopefully a year from now, that's worth maybe $10,000.
Where would you put it?
Well, one thing I like right now, you think about what Trump is doing, you think about the overall economy, I love, love, love simplicity. I would drop it into the S&P 500 index. So think about this. As you and I are talking right now, how much time would it take for you and I to buy 500 individual stocks? It would take a long time. But with one trade, you can put it into one simple index. It's typically SPY, if you're tracking that on your phone, and it's all the best, biggest blue chip companies in America. So think about this. The smartest, brightest men and women who are heavily incentivized to make their companies grow for doing nothing, you get the benefit from that. And most mutual fund managers, this is shocking to me, about 90% of all professional fund managers don't even exceed the S&P 500. So this is like the cheat code for middle-class investors. Simply buy the S&P and let it ride for you and make money for you.
Outstanding advice. Now, what other places do you recommend? You know, what's, I guess, your top three choices?
Well, I like the S&P because it's the biggest blue chip right. companies out there. But I got to tell you, Rich, I also like technology. I think we'd agree artificial intelligence is not going away. It's only going to get firmer and firmer. So I would add money to, there's an index called the NASDAQ. When people typically report on the news at night, they talk about the Dow and the S&P and then the NASDAQ. And the NASDAQ is nestled all these, you know, NVIDIA and Apple and Google and Facebook, all the darlings out there, you know, kind of big tech, but also the cutting edge technology. Putting some money there can be very, very attractive. Now, this next one, though, I would actually put it a little bit, just a hair, into Bitcoin and Ethereum. You're going to have a nice story to tell at a cocktail party. You're going to sound real intelligent. But also, one thing I really like, and I know it's kind of crazy, I still like these weight loss drugs, Rich. I got to tell you, I think we're going to have wider and wider acceptance. Novo Nordisk, there's a couple other companies out there. So I think having money diversified with the core of it in the S&P, a little bit in the NASDAQ, and in some of these other areas, that can be a recipe for long-term success. Doesn't mean it's not going to go down, but long-term you should do pretty well.
Now, what about, I think crypto is a good idea just because it seems to do really well, as long as it's the right crypto. Have you heard about this XRP?
No, to be candid with you. Tell me about XRP.
I don't know a ton about it either. Somebody recommended it to me the other day and said it's a new version of blockchain that's going to be even better, and it's crypto-related. And I said, no, let me do some homework on that. So I figured I'd throw it out there. But we talked about crypto. You talked about treating yourself well. What do you think about treasuries, T-bonds?
Well, you know, with any type of portfolio, having some stability and predictability can be very, very important. Now, one thing, and this is a big mistake many investors make, Rich, they're often told that, well, the older you get, the more conservative you should be. And what I found in running one of the largest practices in the country was it's all based on your risk tolerance, not on your age. We would have people in their 70s or 80s that they wanted to be aggressive and they wanted to have money in things like the S&P because they believed in the economy. But for some people, treasuries can be that what we like to call in the business this alternative investment class, where it's not really subject to the volatility of the market. Typically, it's based on the claims paying ability of the government, which in some cases that can be kind of suspect, but nonetheless, it provides some stability and predictability. So treasuries in the right places can be a great place to go, especially right now. Rates are not too bad. But again, you're not going to get rich in treasuries. Typically, treasuries are more, how do I not lose money as opposed to how do I not make a lot more money?
Really well put. Derek Kinney, let everybody know how they find you, how they keep up to speed with the great work that you do.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. It's always great to be with you, and I love what you do, and you're making such a big impact. But for people to reach me, we have a free resource for people who might feel like they're a bit underpaid. It's a way to help them get the raise they want. They can go to gettheraiseyouwant.com, gettheraiseyouwant.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at Derek Kinney. I know you and I trade the comments quite a bit, and I see you pumping iron there.
Yes,
at
sir.
The gym with the purple. You are looking good, my friend. Keep it up.
Thanks, brother. I do that to motivate myself, to remind myself to keep going, because it's not easy. And folks, Derek Kinney, good man. Check him out online and check out the work he's doing. Derek Kinney, thanks for being with us, brother.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rich.
You bet. And amigos, we continue straight ahead with your calls and more. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their 3-month emergency food kit. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Take advantage of this special discount to secure your family's future now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Celebrate twice as much with NordVPN's birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. Visit NordVPN and discover the benefits. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Encrypt your online traffic. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
What? Attention, hunters. Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top-quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel. Shop Blackburn.com or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
So call now, 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-785-9132.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
And I tell you, Rich, people like you, during the dark days of the 21, 22, 23, where you were a voice of light and strength to a lot of us.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue with you, the American people. Open phones across America, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Joe, Salem, Arkansas, KSAR. Go right ahead.
Rich, the lady you just had on, she mentioned policy of three things that could be the problem, communications and something else. She is right. Pride goeth before a fall, and common sense is uncommon these days, I say. Me and my buddy that's a crop duster, we both agree that they got to get the military out of commercial airports. Having unnecessary flights, as in exercises, can be done in private airfields or military or even in just lay people's fields. You got vertical traffic up and down and then horizontal parallel runways. And like she said, that jet was doing just fine. Would have landed very safely like that most of them do. But I'm going to tell you something. Farmers and ranchers, and I had this problem with my cattle. I put a couple Roundup horses in there with them for pasture. That it's built into them to want to run cattle, chase cattle and stuff. and they don't go together. So you separate them. So why don't they separate? I rode a Cessna and a Arivac chopper, and they're death traps, if you ask me, them small planes and helicopters. But the policy is the problem. Why don't they just separate them? I hope Pete does that. All exercises, not in commercial civil airfields. What do you think?
You know, I think it's a compelling case that you make. I really don't know enough about all of that, but it seems like it makes sense to me. I think part of the issue here was, I don't even know if it took off from the same place. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But there's so many military installations right around there that it's kind of like, huh, you know? They all got to go up in the air, and I think it's like she alluded to, it's a communication issue, as well as maybe having an extra trainer on board to cover, you know, the left and the right side of the helicopter. So it might have been a personnel issue, a manpower issue. But on its face, it sounds like it makes sense to me. I wish I knew more about it. This is why I have her as my translator. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you, brother. Godspeed to you. And, you know, one of the things that I think is hopefully, right, one of the things that we take away from this as a learning experience is being able to look at things and improve, right? Improve our efficiency so that we don't lose more lives for whatever lack of awareness, discrepancy with the altimeter, a lack of communication or a lapse in communication. A number of things, like she said, that went wrong here. And I think that's what we need to do. Make sure that we don't mess up on a bunch of different things. And when we know that if, you know, three or four things go haywire, then we have to do a better job at making sure that those three or four things are at 100% before we take off, before we even attempt to do what we're doing, you know, whether it's flying a plane or flying a helicopter or whatever. So that's my thinking. And I don't know how much I know about that, but I do know nobody wants a commercial airline to crash and everybody on board to die. Nobody wants a military chopper to take off and crash and for everybody on board to die. If there's anything we can do to avoid this stuff, whether it's a policy change or, you know, even a change in whatever we can do, right? I think we want to make the reasonable effort towards making it right. I don't know if that's altruistic or me being a wishy-washy pie in the sky kind of guy, but, you know, I was at CPAC today and I talked to a guy who listened to the show. He's like, "Hey, my name is, you know, Chris, blah, blah, blah." I said, "Hey, nice meeting you." And, you know, we were talking about the show, and he was like, "Hey, enjoy the show." And somebody brought up this plane crash, and he said, "Oh my gosh, I know." He said, "You know, I knew two of the people on the Black Hawk, and I knew about six or seven people that were on the commercial jet." And I thought to myself, how do you know people on both of these? Obviously, the guy grew up around here because that's, you know, around here. And I said, "Oh, so you grew up around here?" He said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I grew up around here." And he went and we talked about a bunch of things. But he made it very personal, right? He told me about the people that he knew that were on each of those flights. And it was really, I'm going to use the word touching, right? It was just touching to see how well he knew them. And you know, it put a real human perspective on it that I would say for me wasn't there because I didn't know anybody personally that was involved in that. Just a story, right? And you talk about it, and it generally feels bad just to see people or hear that people are being injured that way or worse, dying. But when he could put the name with the face and the stories and people he knew, it was really a lot. So I think, you know, we have to make sure we don't lose sight of the human aspect of things, if that makes sense. Folks, keep it locked right here. Your calls and more straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
What's up, America? It's Rich Valdez. If you struggle with getting good reception in your home, C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi 3 Internet Radio is the solution. You're going to connect the CC Wi-Fi 3 to the Internet, and you can tune in to over 30,000 radio stations worldwide, including stations carrying my show with no static and no fade. The voice-focused audio surpasses any smartphone on the market, plus there's no need to sign into any apps or worry about any additional monthly fees. No eavesdropping, no microphones, no pop-up ads. And it even doubles as a Bluetooth speaker for your favorite music and podcasts. To order the CC Wi-Fi 3, call C Crane at 1-800-522-8863 or visit ccrane.com/rich. That's ccrane.com/rich. And use code RICH at checkout for 10% off orders over $75. It's also available on Amazon.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336 or biglou.com.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
I know the media's in here, and if you have a target, that target's right here. It's not the men and women at the FBI. You've written everything you possibly can about me that's fake, malicious, slanderous, and defamatory. Keep it coming. Bring it on. But leave the men and women of the FBI out of it.
That, again, is our new FBI director, Kash Patel, sworn in about 4 or 5 hours ago. And congratulations to Kash Patel. You know, prior to his recent government service, he was a regular on this program. Hopefully, once he starts doing, radio interviews again, we'll get him back on the show. But I bring up Kash Patel because I think it's literally a new sheriff in town, right? And we're seeing that across so many government agencies. And with the Doge folks and Elon Musk and his magic chainsaw, it's very refreshing to say the least. Let's go to Don, Grass Valley, California, KNCO. Go for it.
Yeah, I've been on your show before, and I want to point out that there's massive federal theft by federal employees in the agency. It's called the Federal Rewards Certifying and Dispersing Office.
And how do you know about this?
They stole my rewards. I've put in for several rewards, including the reward for Jody Angelo, the East Area Rapist.
That's oh, I see. Reward. So it's like if there's a reward for a crime and you say, hey, I know where so-and-so is, they say, all right, we're going to give you this. And then you're saying, I didn't get my reward for turning in X criminal or this criminal or whatever. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know anything about that. I don't know how they get their hands on it, how that works, but Very interesting, to say the least. Maybe that's another area that needs to be audited. Somebody call Doge. Somebody get Elon Musk. Somebody get the chainsaw. Don, thank you for your call. Shout out to everybody out in California. KNCO in the building. Our buddy Tony in Montreal, WVMT in Vermont. Thank you as well. And everybody that's on hold. Hasta la próxima. God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Job Cuts Act is about to hit the Pentagon.
The Defense Department says that it's cutting 5,400 probationary workers starting next week and will put a hiring freeze in place. Staffers from the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, were at the Pentagon earlier in the week and received lists of potential employees. Officials say the lists do not include uniformed military personnel who are exempt. Probationary employees are generally those on the job for less than a year and who have yet to gain civil service protection. The Defense Department, which is the largest government agency, says it's reducing its civilian workforce by 5 to 8%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at townhall.com, President Trump and Maine's governor got into a verbal spat over transgender athletes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
During a meeting with visiting governors, the president chastised Democratic Maine Governor Janet Mills for allowing transgender athletes to continue competing in women's sports.
You better comply, because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
Such bipartisan meetings with public officials are typically courteous and respectful, but Donald Trump told the governor,
and enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says he may put the U.S. Postal Service under the control of the Commerce Department in what would amount to an executive branch takeover of the independent agency. He made the remarks yesterday at the swearing-in of Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. He called the move a way to stop losses at the $78 billion a year agency, which has struggled to balance the books with a decline of first-class mail. You'll find breaking news and analysis and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
A mixed report on existing home sales.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell 4.9% last month from December to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.08 million units. Mortgage rates have been rising, putting off many would-be homebuyers despite a wider selection of properties on the market. But sales rose 2% compared with January of last year, marking the fourth straight annual increase. I'm Donna Warder.
The Supreme Court says people left waiting for months on their unemployment claims during the coronavirus pandemic in Alabama must be able to sue the state over the delay. The Friday ruling reverses an Alabama Supreme Court decision that found the plaintiffs must go through an unemployment agency appeals process before they can sue. The plaintiffs said they waited for months for a decision on whether they qualified for benefits, while others never got a decision. Breaking news found at townhall.com. Standing all day at work can take a toll on your health. Jason Walker has more.
Store clerks, surgeons, and others may experience leg swelling, back pain, and other conditions from the prolonged periods of being on their feet. Now, most states have laws requiring seating for female workers around the turn of the 20th century. Those laws were later repealed. A handful of states have since enacted right-to-sit laws that guarantee seats for all workers under certain conditions. For everyone else, experts say try anti-fatigue mats and supportive footwear. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities have made an arrest in the theft of three luxury cars from a home where Miami quarterback Carson Beck and basketball player Anna Covender were staying. That's why Con Anderson was arrested Thursday. The 20-year-old is one of four accused of stealing vehicles, including a Lamborghini. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Of four, see, four bodies. But IFD says one does not belong to a hostage because they murdered little children and the mothers of little children. Then they gave back a body of the mother of the little children they murdered, but it's not the body of the mother of the little children that they murdered. They claimed that they murdered the mother, but now we don't know who they murdered in this case because the savages, the blood-drenched, gargling in the blood of innocent savages from a medieval hell, troglodytes slithering out of a crack in the earth, they're Hamas. And the Democrats, they go out in the streets and they chant in favor of Hamas. They attack Jews in Brooklyn in favor of Hamas. They attack Jewish families in Los Angeles in favor of Hamas. And they're all Democrats, every filthy, rotten, stinking one of them. Democrats, Democrats, from the river to the sea, they chant, let's wipe Israel off the map. Just like, the Ayatollahs in Tehran and of course, Hamas in the Gaza. I think that the 1.8 million Gazans should be pushed into the Sinai Peninsula, and they should be left there to wander for 40 years, left there to make it a kind of a biblical thing. They can think about stuff. I'm not sure if it'll go very far, but it might be worth it. Just push them into the Sinai and let them wander for 40 years. It's a Jewish, Old Testament reference there. The front page of the Washington Post also today. This is their lead story, upper right-hand corner, A-sectional. Many of Trump's acts, not popular, at least at the Washington Post in the newsroom, not very popular there. Poll, colon. They put their poll right next to the colon. How about that? That reminds me of the transgender pole vaulter in Maine. Did you see that story? Democrats love transgender pole vaulters. I found it especially ironic that this young man beating young women in competition, I found it particularly ironic that it was pole vaulting. I don't know why I found that to be ironic, but I did. So back to the Washington Post. Many of Trump's acts not popular. Poll, colon. Most say he exceeds authority. They're just, again, talking to people in the newsroom because that's what they do. They're owned by Jeff Bezos, the, centa-billionaire. He is one of the richest people in the history of the world. He bought the Washington Post like some people buy a new shirt. And then he's, used it as a corrupt tool for the Democrat Party. The Democrats, they want to look out for him. And the Post continues, about half support mass deportations of migrants. About half. They, they're reading their own poll. So once again, it's wrong, and they've got a colon right next to it. A lot of poll stuff going on today, but that's not important. And I love this just below the fold. Across the middle of the A section, page one today. President is expected to wrest control of USPS. We speak in code here. That's the U.S. Postal Service. Wait a minute. The President of the United States has to wrest control of the Postal Service? Isn't that part of the federal government? Isn't he the President of the United States? Maybe I misunderstand the way absolutely everything works in the world and in the country. Either that or the Washington Post does. I would suggest that B is the correct answer here. Man, oh, man. And they're very upset also on the front page above the fold. Trump suggests taking over the district. That would be good. Honestly, if Mexico took over the district, it would probably operate more smoothly. I don't know how many criminals they have to have. Oh, speaking of which, there was another arrest because the former safety official in Washington, D.C. charged, D.C. bribery case linked to ONSE, ONSE. See, everything is code. They got to abbreviate everything and make fake acronyms out of them and stuff. Agency awarded grants to violence interrupters. They have violence interrupters. That's what they do. A former high-ranking official in a D.C. government agency tasked with reducing gun violence has been charged with bribery. Wow, that's hard to believe, isn't it? According to a document filed in D.C. federal court, it's the second bribery case linked to that agency and follows the August arrest of a city council member accused of accepting cash to steer violence prevention contracts. How are they doing, Michael, in preventing violence? How's that going? Not so good, I think. Prosecutors say that Dana McDaniel, who was deputy director of the city's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, ONSE, excellent acronym. You guys really need to all be fired. Accepted at least $10,000 in cash from an associate in exchange for agreeing to use her position to steer contracts toward the associate's business. No kidding. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Former D.C. City Council member Trayon White, who thinks that the Jewish Rothschild family make it snow in Washington because that'll help them take over the city when they buy it. That's your Democrat Party. From the river to the sea, as they say, was previously arrested on federal allegations that he took payoffs in exchange for promising to influence contracts at ONSE. Coincidence? Well, it might be a coincidence. They're just all criminals. That's one of the problems that we have with these people. Oh, and in addition to that, because it all goes together, I like to sew it together because everything does go together. It's a Democrat world. We're just living in it, right? But, you know, they're one of their beloved murderers. You know how the Democrats love murderers. They love Luigi Mangione. Luigi Mangione, of course, murdered a healthcare CEO on the sidewalks of New York. And the Democrats applauded it, and they loved it. And they immediately started raising money for him, and they want to date him. When I say date him, wink, wink, I think you know what I mean. The Democrats, they've got a lot of perversions. Sexual perversions, gender perversions, children, keep them away from the children, for God's sake. They also love violence, mob street violence, which they normalized long before January 6th came along. January 6th never would have happened if the Democrats and the media hadn't normalized all that, and the media told us that it was mostly peaceful when we were watching cities burn. Without all of that as the setting the table, the precursors, that never would have happened. But in any case, back to Luigi Mangione. Because Luigi Mangione, the CEO killer, it's on video, he's pleading not guilty because he figures a Democrat jury might just give him an award, maybe run him for Congress, give him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, things like that, because they love murder. But Luigi Mangione to appear in New York City court in United Healthcare CEO murder. That's today. He's going to appear today, Friday, in court in the murder of the United Healthcare CEO. And the Democrats are raising more money than ever for Luigi Mangione because they're so perverted and demented and inclined toward violence, of course. But ABC fake news, Luigi Mangione, they love him, set to appear in court in New York State case on Friday. And The headlines were, but that's not really the most important part of it. The most important part of it is this. Newsweek fake magazine. Luigi Mangione fundraiser hits new milestone. I'm sorry, the Luigi Mangione fundraiser hits a new milestone? Sure. You bet your bottom dollar. And Luigi Mangione legal defense fundraiser reaches $500,000 milestone while people are supporting United Healthcare CEO's accused killer, because the Democrat Party loves murder. They're the left. They're not liberals. And I've got to say, there are a number of stories associated with this that are worthy of note, and I want to hit on at least some of them, because these people, can I just tell you, this Democrat Party, And here's the Reuters news agency today, just coincidentally. DOJ probes United Healthcare. United Healthcare was that was your did your chair collapse? The I see. Everybody's blowing their nose around here. Honk. Sounded like geese flying through. It's not what you thought it was, though. DOJ probes United Healthcare's Medicare billing practices. Wall Street Journal reports now that shares tumble in United Healthcare. Because let's not lose sight of who the bad guy is here. The bad guy is the CEO that was murdered, and the hero of the story is Luigi Mangione, who the Democrats all want to date their daughters. They'll, hey, here's my daughter, Luigi Mangione. Don't shoot her, please, but take her out to dinner and a movie. So DOJ probes United Healthcare Medicare billing practices. Wall Street Journal reports that their billing practices are bad. See, Luigi Mangione, he was just ahead of the curve. He knew even before any investigation that they were the bad guys, because the Democrat Party teaches bloodlust, you know, from the river to the sea. And amazing stuff. So the Reuters news agency, the U.S. Department of Justice has launched an investigation into United Healthcare's Medicare billing practices in recent months. Maybe just since the murder of their CEO, that's when they really got out of control, perhaps. The Wall Street Journal reported on Friday, citing people familiar with the matter. They talked to people familiar with the matter, Michael. Are they anonymous people familiar with the matter? Are they nameless, faceless people familiar with the matter? How familiar with the matter are they? Shares in the company fell nearly 10% in pre-market trading. It's going to come back up. Shares of other health insurers also fell before the bell. Well, naturally, they knew people are running a scam on you, and it's going to drop, they're going to buy, and then the shares are going to go back up, and they're going to make more money. And it's Nancy Pelosi's probably right in there with it. She's going to make another $100 million or something like that. Nothing to see there, though. The Wall Street Journal isn't looking into Nancy Pelosi's hundreds of millions of dollars. The new civil fraud investigation is examining United Healthcare's practices for recording diagnoses that trigger extra payments to its Medicare Advantage plans, including at physician groups the insurance giant owns. Oh, no. See, they own, and then they charge them, and it's, well, look, if they're scamming, then they should be held accountable, as should Nancy Pelosi and Democrats in Washington. Amazing stuff. DOJ and United Healthcare did not immediately respond to Reuters' request for comment. Yeah, I bet they didn't. Medicare Advantage plans are offered by private insurers who are paid a set rate by the U.S. government, you know, set by Congress, presumably, to manage healthcare for older people looking for extra benefits not covered in the regular Medicare coverage. Hey, what's not covered in the regular Medicare coverage? And isn't it supposed to be, you pay your whole life and then it's not covered? It must be a government job. So then you got to buy more? But I'm retired. How am I supposed to afford all this stuff? Screw you. Look at Nancy Pelosi's Wall Street trading. And, you know, people follow her Wall Street trades and just do what she does. Amazing stuff. The department had also sued to block United Healthcare's $3.3 billion acquisition. Sure. Of Amedisys. Sure, Amedisys, probably. Citing concerns that the deal would reduce competition in the home health services market. Yeah, but the Democrats are raising so much money for the murderer. You just think that they might inspire more of this. What do you think? They attack and kill police officers and suicide attack against members of Congress. Donald Trump shot through the ear. Luigi Mangione kills a healthcare CEO. And the Democrats, what do? They set up fundraising groups for him. And they break records. There's something terribly wrong with the Democrat Party. Yes, there is. I got a lot of tranny stuff today, too. See, you see the trannies? You see this? They're living, they even live in transitional housing. Have you seen this, the trannies? It's terrible in California.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336 or biglou.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org. This message furnished by Dental Lifeline Network.
Are you kidding me? The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. How are they supposed to keep up with this pace? The good news is there is something you can potentially do to keep them from running your money into the ground. And it's exactly why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Goldco doesn't want your hard-earned money to go down the government's drain. This is so important that right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. Diversify and help protect your savings with physical gold and silver, and you could get a return on your money. This offer will only last until all the bonus silver is gone, so act now. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
A violent crime is now committed every 24 seconds in our country, and police response times have doubled, which means you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. I'm Rob Chevick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit. The USCCA and I have put together life-saving tips that most civilians never get to hear, and we put them all into an updated free resource exclusively for listeners. Text SAFE to 87222 to get instant access right now. If you're serious about protecting yourself and your loved ones, text SAFE to 87222 while there's still time.
Sponsored by USCCA.
Yes, your Democrat Party. And now the story is, will the New York jurors just find Luigi Mangione not guilty because they're like Hamas? The Democrat Party is closer to Hamas than they are to John F. Kennedy, for example, who would not recognize today's Democrat Party. Even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that. All right, let's grab a real quick call. Let's go to Joe, calling from Orange, Virginia, where people jump out of airplanes. Joseph, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Great, Joe. What do you know?
Well, I want to say thank you, and this is the first time I called, and I love listening to you. I even listen to you when we go on vacation. I'm sitting on the beach drinking a frosty beverage.
That's excellent. Thanks to Al Gore's amazing internet and the patriarchy.
That's right. So I was thinking for the Chris Plant store, maybe making a shirt for Doge, something I came up with the other day. I hadn't heard it anywhere else. Deleting obvious government extortion.
Deleting obvious government extortion. Doge. And a T-shirt suggestion.
Yes, sir.
And coffee mugs, too, for the Plant store. I love that.
There you go. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Beautiful chilly day in Orange, Virginia today, huh?
It is.
A little bit chilly. All right, I like it. Joe, thank you very much for the suggestion.
This is the Chris Plant Show. Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. 1468.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1468.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
A much greater percentage than the federal government is having staff cut. The FAA, they all went crazy and tried to blame Trump for a plane crash in Toronto, Canada, because 400 employees, some are even saying 300 employees, were cut from the FAA, which has more than 45,000 employees. So that is fewer than 0.1%. Mark Zuckerberg said he's cutting 4%, not 0.1%, but 4%. And by the way, the Clinton-Gore administration cut a much greater number when they were in the White House from the federal government workforce. But one of the great luxuries the Democrats have is that we have a news media that has the memory of an advanced Alzheimer's patient. They remember absolutely nothing. But let me get back to that blonde girl for a second. She's making news all over the world. The Hindustan Times has a story on that blonde girl on social media. That's her handle, if you will, on social media. U.S. woman who bragged about WFH. See, everything is abbreviated, right? That could mean a lot of things, but no, it just means work from home or working from home. You know, I'm WFH today. I'm never WFH because, you know, what I do for my jobs. It's an in-person kind of situation. But U.S. woman who bragged about WFH job fired under Doge cuts, comma, Elon Musk reacts. That's kind of fun, isn't it? Because he's always a lot of fun. A woman who bragged about the convenience of working from home has lost her job in the federal restructuring of the U.S. government being spearheaded by Elon Musk. How dare he, right? An American woman who once bragged about the convenience of working from home lost her job, federal restructuring, and she's very upset. Since President Donald Trump was inaugurated in January of 2025, in case you've forgotten, see, they expect everybody's forgotten everything from a month ago. Tiny little brains, Democrats. His administration has undertaken significant efforts to reduce federal government spending and workforce size. That's one of the ways you might do that, you see. Central to his initiative is his Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, led by tech billionaire. They pretend that they don't like billionaires, but they love billionaires. They're all about billionaires. They got billionaires all over the place. They're everywhere. As long as they're Democrat billionaires, they're happy with it, right? And so under Musk's leadership, DOGE has aggressively pursued cost-cutting measures across various federal agencies. Several federal agencies have started mass layoffs that have affected more than 10,000 federal workers, according to USA Today. And if you can't believe them, who can you believe? An executive order signed on Tuesday, Donald Trump also instructed federal departments and agencies to make large-scale reductions in force. This is over and above the estimated 75,000 workers who accepted Trump's buyout offer of 8 months of pay and benefits in exchange for their immediate resignation. And again, the Clinton administration cut more than 400,000 government employees, and the news media applauded it because they all voted for Bill Clinton and Al Gore, and they wanted to date them, and many of them did, I can assure you. Isn't that amazing? So one person who was affected by the ongoing cuts was a woman who goes by That Blonde Girl on X, which is owned by Elon Musk. See, isn't that kind of ironic? In a post shared on February 15th, she wrote, "I was terminated from my dream job with the Children's Bureau yesterday due to federal restructuring orders / DOGE. I am unemployed for the first time since I was 15 years old." And honestly, that's terrible and it's horrible. And I'd never like to see anybody lose their job unless they like shoot a CEO on the sidewalk or something. But that's when the Democrats really applaud you and raise money for you because the Democrat Party is very unwell. So the Post and her termination came weeks after the American woman bragged online about having no meetings all day as she worked from home. in a post dated October of 2024. She had written, "Didn't have any meetings today, so I've been wearing my jammies all day, but now I have a meeting in 30 minutes, so putting on a hoodie." So that's it, putting on a hoodie. See, you know, there's a senator from Pennsylvania that made all this okay, I think, putting on a hoodie. Mm-hmm. Eventually, that WFH life gonna getcha, she wrote, because she had to put on a hoodie for a meeting that she had in 30 minutes, and then she lost her job. And I'm sorry that she lost her job. I really am. I don't know what the Children's Bureau does. I think it might be a movie on Netflix or something. But so a screenshot contrasting the two wildly different posts is going viral on X. It's going viral, don't you know? Because Elon Musk, the head of Doge and a vocal supporter of return to office. It's return to office. It's like they don't want Jews returning to Israel and they don't want to return to office. They want Hamas to win. So he reacted to the post with a single emoji that nevertheless spoke volumes about his stance on the issue. A single emoji, isn't that he just did a single emoji, isn't that? Because that can say a lot, I guess. So the job and budget cuts, along with other policies, have sparked massive protests against Trump and Musk in parts of the United States, a lot in Washington, D.C. But the very upset and he sent, it's just his emoji is one of those round yellow faces and kind of grimacing. The emoji is grimacing. I think I've said this before, but I've never sent an emoji. That's right. I've never, hey, I think I'll send a yellow round face with a mustache. I've never done that. But Elon Musk reposted the woman's tweet and put a little yellow round face with kind of look, a furrowed brow kind of look on his face. But this woman, it's like, oh, I work from home. I'm sitting in my pajamas all day long. I've got a conference call soon. I'm going to have to put on a hoodie. Oh, no. And then she lost her job. Classic example of, you know, somebody that we're paying with our dollars. I get up before the sun every day. I work until long after the sun goes down every day to pay my taxes, and that's good and fine. But not when you find out that they're stealing. And Stacey Abrams, I shared the story yesterday, the perennial loser and election denier in Georgia, who was given $2 billion after she opened a fake nonprofit, put $100 in their account, and then Joe Biden and the criminal Democrats gave her $2 billion out of a $20 billion slush fund. And we're also supposed to say, as taxpayers in the United States of America, we're supposed to say, isn't that great? Stacey Abrams got a $2 billion taxpayer gift for a fake organization that had raised $100 and put that in their bank account. And then the Democrats came along and said, I have $2 billion. It's not our money. We just steal it and throw it away, give it to our friends. Because we're the left, you know, kind of a big thing. Now, let's get back to Luigi Mangione for a moment here, because Luigi Mangione is in court today, going to be in court today in New York, where he's facing murder and assassination charges and some other stuff, too. But I can't help but think about the Democrat Party. And, you know, President Trump shot through the ear in Pennsylvania last year. A second, and that was a Democrat who was killed by a U.S. Secret Service counter sniper. One shot, one kill, and all that good stuff. And you notice that story just went away in no time at all. That was a non-news story. January 6th, much worse than that. One racist cop shot and killed Ashley Babbitt on January 6th, the only fatality on January 6th. And a woman who served 12 years in the United States Air Force shot and killed for the alleged crime without warning. One shot, one kill there, too, by a U.S. Capitol police officer who shot this woman who was laughing, I think. She's like, oh, isn't this wild? And then the cop shot and killed her. And the Democrats are still applauding that. And they're applauding Luigi Mangione. That was Lieutenant Byrd, I think, right, U.S. Capitol Police. And he got awards from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Hey, nice shot killing that unarmed white woman that served 12 years in the Air Force. She was possibly trespassing, hadn't been charged or tried for trespassing, but the death penalty for that, right? And the Democrats love that. They love the when the cop, black cop, killed white woman. Now, if it had been a white cop who killed a black woman, well, then the Democrats would burn cities down from coast to coast. Just see, of course, their great hero, George Floyd of St. George of Fentanyl. Amazing stuff. The Democrat Party is unwell and violent. And I can't help but be reminded, it was a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer that shot and nearly killed Congressman Steve Scalise on a baseball field. In another suicide attack, he had to be gunned down to make him stop with his Chinese communist combat rifle, his SKS rifle, and shot and nearly killed Steve Scalise, wanted to mow down the whole Republican baseball team. Keeping in mind also that in the history of the United States, 4 U.S. presidents have been assassinated. Abraham Lincoln, the first Republican president, killed by a slavery-loving Democrat. John Wilkes Booth, of course. And Garfield, President Garfield, killed in 1881, assassinated. He was a Republican. And then McKinley, William McKinley. There's a mountain named after him in Alaska again. And he was murdered, assassinated in 1901 by a Democrat. And then, of course, John F. Kennedy. He's the only Democrat that was shot and killed. And he was murdered by a communist. Either that and today's Democrats, look at Bernie Sanders and the rest of them. So they're obviously, they have a long history of political violence, the Democrat Party. And the commies, they're closer on the political spectrum today to Lee Harvey Oswald than they are to John F. Kennedy, the Democrat Party today. Also, other presidents shot. Teddy Roosevelt, Republican. Ronald Reagan, Republican. Donald Trump, Republican. Gerald Ford, Republican, shot at twice by 2 women, one of them a member of the Manson family, because, you know, the Democrats love family, don't they? Well, the Manson family, anyway, they love the Manson family. Aren't they amazing? The Democrat Party ought to have earned a reputation by now. Also, suicide attacks on police in New York, officers Ramos and Liu, suicide attack, U.S. Capitol Police, Democrat, just like 2 years ago, no big deal, and that was Officer William Evans, Billy Evans, who was murdered by automobile. And then the guy jumped out with a giant knife that he had just bought and attacked more police and was gunned down because it was another suicide attack by another murderous Democrat. But pay no attention to that. And, you know, honestly, if these were all Republicans, I think every American would know every detail of this. It would be taught in grammar school. It would be part of every college course. Aren't they amazing? The Democrat Party. And Luigi Mangione is in court today, and the Democrats have raised more than $500,000 for him. There are going to be protesters outside the courthouse supporting him. The news media is supporting him. The Reuters news agency has a story that the company that the CEO worked for was bad, and they were robbing people, which kind of justifies Luigi Mangione's assassination, and that's what it was. It was a political assassination, no doubt about it. And the Democrat Party. Honestly, there is something terribly wrong with this party. And then there's the gender thing. And on CNN today, they had some gender issues too. Because Democrats, not sure they should be allowed to drive cars or vote, fly on airplanes. They should all be on the no-fly list. Pretty amazing political party they've ginned up here. Bum, ba-dum, bum. Yes, sir. So I've got a lot of that coming up for you. And a lot of President Trump. President Trump very busy. And CPAC with Elon Musk and a giant chainsaw yesterday. We got Chinese espionage. The Democrats sleep with the Chinese espionagers. You know, Fang Fang and Dianne Feinstein and her driver in California. They love Chinese spies. Some of them date them. You know, honey pot, fang fang, all that good stuff. We got Hamas. They must be exterminated. L.A. fires and transgender Democrats coming up.
Why doesn't the government do something? That's what I'd like to know.
What can they do? They're only people just like us.
People my foot. They're Democrats.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The this country was, of course, built on hard work. Whether you're standing long hours, running errands all day, or just doing your part to keep the world turning, you shouldn't have to deal with fatigue. That's where Gedify shoes come in. Built with patented VersaShock technology, the FTC has authorized Gedify to tell you that these shoes help to relieve minor occasional pain associated with walking, running, and prolonged standing. Gedify shoes help to absorb harmful shock, align your body, improve your biomechanics, and return energy to every step. My best girl and I love our Gedify shoes. They make your arches feel good. Get 50% off your order of $120 or more right now by texting Chris to 91888 or by heading to Gedify.com using the code Chris. So text Chris to 91888. And with Gedify's 60-day risk-free trial, you've got nothing to lose. Message and data rates apply.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-9336. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-9336. That's 800-444-9336. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-9336.
Are you kidding me? The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. How are they supposed to keep up with this pace? The good news is there is something you can potentially do to keep them from running your money into the ground. And it's exactly why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Goldco doesn't want your hard-earned money to go down the government's drain. This is so important that right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. Diversify and help protect your savings with physical gold and silver, and you could get a return on your money. This offer will only last until all the bonus silver is gone, so act now. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hey, let's go back to the telephones then. Yeah, wait to hear all this crazy gender stuff and CNN and the news. And the fires in Los Angeles. There's a transgender fire scourge. What do you hear about this? Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Jim, calling from the great state of Texas. Jimmy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Great,
I love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
And I grew up in Chicago, too, on the south side.
No kidding. All right. Welcome.
Hey, so I spent 21 years in the military. I started off enlisted and then later became an officer. And I started during the Vietnam days. And, you know, after the war, they reduced the force by, you know, thousands and thousands because we weren't fighting a war anymore. So people were let go. And then during my tenure in the Air Force, you know, we had different rifts because they didn't need all the troops they had. They had too many. As an officer, if you didn't make promotion, so this was merit-based at the time, if you got passed over twice, they usually kicked you out, you know, made you separate. So it was all merit-based. I worked with a lot of civil service people in Department of Defense. A lot of them were very good, but then you had some that were totally unqualified to be in the job they were in. And then later I went to work for Motorola. I survived five rifts at Motorola. I then went to work for Lockheed and then later GE, and we had rifts all the time. You know, when they don't need the people, that, you know, they're a business, they have to get rid of them because they can't afford the payroll. But with our government, you know, with these politicians, it's like, no, it's our money. It's not their money, so they don't care. And the biggest way to reduce the budget is to get these people off of jobs to pay pensions and reduce that force. You know, so I don't, you know, all this, and the Republicans have to keep hitting these Democrats on, why are you defending keeping people who aren't producing? Why are you defending wasting money on all these things? They just have to keep hammering it and hammering it.
Well, and we're $36 trillion in debt because of the casual, largely Democrat, but also Republican Party approach to all this spending. And got
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.